Blog Talk Radio.
From the front to the back, from the left to the right side, we're worldwide. From the east to the west side, get it, girl, that's right. Let's ride. She ain't got to tell me she want it. She know I know that she with it. She moan and groan when I get it. She told me, lick it, I did it. Sexy, dang. Enough to make her go crazy. Man, do crazy. Then we get to talking and touching. We get to licking and sticking. Now, now you know what we doing. When you're around and we miss you, we go to perfect positions. We get it popping. Now listen, too much pleasure. The message, she got the power to be. She make her want to get to me in the major way. Jackpot, jump, shut it. Fade away, I mean, way away. I be on that elite, that HBK heartbreak can fix you. Hunter. I told her that I rap, she said I should have been a drummer. I said my last bitch said I should have been a plumber. Says gang stupid, but her head gang dumber. Gon' give it up, I'ma keep my lips sealed. No feelings, no screams, baby, that's a good deal. I'm hard as steel, I ain't gotta pop a pill. I'ma knock the pussy out like a dose of NyQuil. Beat the pussy up, girl, you know I'm undefeated. A nigga just ate, so I might not eat it. You'll make a squirt, but I'ma make the pussy heat it. She ain't coming home, now your boyfriend heat it. Bitch home, so my niggas what I found it. Bitch so thick and the booty so rounded. Take it to the floor, I'ma ground it and pound it. Baby girl strap, man, I swear this bitch is Italian. I'm hot right now, you gotta blow me like soup. Beat the pussy up, now she suck like glue. Ask about dogs, she gon' be like who? Ask about me, she gon' be like ooh. You can tell the way I move. I'm packing. No slacking. No slacking. No slacking. No slacking. I'm about that action like my last name Jackson. My dick sense a track in 30 minutes, I'ma whack.
I'm a pro with the wood, these niggas amateurs. Make up a few times when I come through. Then we smoke a blunt and kick it like kung fu. You going crazy in this pussy on your nut too. You don't got three or four, I'm trying to nut too. Yeah, she talk that shit, she got an offer mouth. Think I hit her one time at the Waffle House. Yeah, might have been the IHOP, but it definitely wasn't my spot. Look at all these bitches, what a band was at. You know I hate a man, oh, what a glam was at. I'm trying to shake some women when the club closed. Look at this, I got the phantom full of club, oh. Yeah.
Send her home to a man, let him watch the notebook. Shout it, wanna hang, I'm a coat hook. Split that thing down the middle, let her roll up. Showing up, Gucci down to the shoelace. 100 cash in the chain, no food game. Hold still, sweat a nigga on a cool day. The motherfucker nigga fake is April Fool's Day. And rich nigga gotta pay, that what you say. I got bitches from the Bay to the UK. Thick with it, pussy sweet like Kool-Aid. Running rod in a little bus, too straight. No suitcase on the PJ runway. Me plus two, that's a G4 three-way. Ayy, I give a man a hard time. He got a soft six and I got a hard nine.
Ain't shit sugar coated. We keeps it real.
We're going to start the new year off by putting out a disclaimer out there. If you cannot take this shit, do not call in and press 1. If you want to listen, just fucking listen. Do not press 1 if you can't take the fucking heat. Or listen live on the internet, you know, GQ Palace, Blog Talk Radio. You listen to it live on the internet, you listen to internet radio station, you listen to it live, baby, live and direct. With your host, me, Steph Dallas, CEO, Rich Money, the GQ Palace, baby. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it cracking and popping. Last 2 weeks we missed out because Christmas fell on a Tuesday, and Christmas Eve is that Monday, so we couldn't do the show because, as you know, I drinks and I party, and I couldn't do shit drunk and partying on Monday night. Same thing for New Year's Eve. Last Monday was New Year's Eve. Ain't nobody listening to no damn show New Year's Eve, and ain't nobody calling in, and I ain't doing no damn show because I was partying. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do my motherfucking thing. Anyway, tonight's show, Love, Life, Loyalty. Tonight's topics will be topic number 1, what are the do's and don'ts on a first date? What can you do and what can't you do? Or what should you do and what shouldn't you do on your first date? Topic number 2 will be if you wake up tomorrow and find yourself the opposite sex, what would you do? If you wake up tomorrow and find yourself the opposite sex, what the fuck would you do? Now, before we get into these damn questions and start answering shit, tonight's show is sponsored by me, yourself, Goodfellas Barbershop, Incorporated in Staten Island, New York. Also have one in Queens, New York, Jamaica, Queens. Also sponsored by my shop, Havana Cigars and Lounge. Come in and get you a fat head, smoke something, sit down, smoke you a fat head, whatever. Get you something to drink on, you know what I'm saying? Bring you something, you can sit down and watch the game. We got 7 big screens in there. You do your damn thing. Also sponsored by Bud Light Margarita, which I'm sipping on right now. This Lamarita is the shit, and we are doing the fucking damn thing. The damn fizzle. And my lines are on fucking fire. My man, my lines are on fire. This is the first show of the new year, and my lines are blowing up. If you want to join in and give your answer on today's topics, just press 1 and join in. Let's see. I'll start it off, man. Do's and don'ts on the first date. Do's and don'ts on the first date. Ladies, on the first date, do not come to the first date with your fucking girlfriend. Do not come on the first date with your fucking girlfriend. A lot of you bitches do that shit. A lot of bitches do that shit. Y'all might not bring her with you. You might tell her where you're going and have her meet you there and shit. That is a fucking no-no. Your bitches ain't slick. Us men are getting hip to that shit. Talking about, well, you know, can I bring my girlfriend down? You know, can my girlfriend go out with me? You know what I'm saying? She's cool and everything. Blah, 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 blah. And most niggas fall for the okey-doke and think he might be able to get a threesome out the deal. No, them bitches just trying to get a free meal out your fucking dumb ass, man. Wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up. Also, ladies, if a man calls you to take you out to dinner, he's obligated. He's obligated to pay for it. But that don't mean you can't dig in your fucking pocket and pay for the meal. You know what I'm saying? That is the most impressive shit a woman can do on a first date to me. That shit had me one time, and man, my dick damn near jumped out my pants. My shit was extremely hard when a bitch reached in her motherfucking pocket and paid for the fucking meal and told me, treat me like the bitch. No, no, nigga. Leave a fucking tip. I got this. Leave a fucking tip. I got this. Man, boy, my motherfucking dick got hard. You don't know. The bitch probably could have got anything out of me. You know what I'm saying? Later on down, you think you're losing when you pay for the meal for the first time, ladies, come out your pocket. You're not fucking losing. You set yourself up for bigger and better things because that man looks at you completely fucking different. Especially if he's out in the field just dating. If he's in the field just dating, trying to find the one for him, and he wants to go out on a date, he's going to call the bitch that came out of pocket. He ain't going to call the bitch that's coming down there with a fucking girlfriend, or the bitch is at the table complaining, or the bitch is boo-hooing. No, he's going to call that bitch that went in her fucking pocket and did the right thing. It ain't the right thing, but it could be the right thing. You know what I'm saying? this second topic right quick. If you wake up tomorrow and find yourself the opposite sex, what would you do? What the fuck would I do waking up tomorrow the opposite sex? I'd probably call me a motherfucking nigga. Wake up, call me a nigga, say, yo, I need my motherfucking Manny and Petty done. Come on over here and drop me off some fucking money. Come get my motherfucking nails and toes and shit done. Yeah, I would definitely fucking do that shit. Make a nigga take me out to motherfucking dinner. Call me up that fucking square nigga that I always fuck with. Call him up. I call that square up. Make him take me to motherfucking dinner. Then I fucking leave, take my ass home, and call the other nigga with the big dick that's gonna bust me down real good. That's the fuck I would do. You know what I'm saying? That's the fuck I would do. That's the fuck all y'all bitches do. Y'all make the lame take out the fucking dinner. And then y'all go and fuck the thug nigga that ain't got shit. You know what I'm saying? But, we got my first call on the air. We have real talk. Real talk. You in the air, baby?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm here.
What's up, playboy? First,
what's going on?
Real talk. God damn, man. I got to give you an award for that one, player.
You know what I'm saying? Happy New Year. You know, I'm coming back with some real strong positives. I'm hurting.
Happy right motherfucking now. New Year, player. What's going on with you, kid?
I can't call it. You know how it is.
Okay. Well,
you know, I'm ready to burn the flames tonight. We're starting to move right.
Nothing but I'm talking about, Flo. That's what I'm talking about.
Ready to burn
the flames. How was your New Year? How was your Christmas, man?
It was good. It was good, yo.
It was good?
I can't complain about it. Yeah. It was good.
You got everything you wanted, or you got the motherfucking socks and slippers and shit, man, in the sky?
I got pajamas and everything, but hey.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I gave out an asshole full of gifts, and I got motherfucking scarves, socks, hats. You know, the bullshit.
Well, you know, I told mine, Santa Claus is gonna strike this year. He ain't come around.
Shit.
All right.
So you want to push in these two topics I got for the night, player?
Hit me well.
Do's and don'ts on the first date.
Do's and don'ts on the first date. Here, let me tell you something. One thing you do need to do is wash your ass.
Yo, that
you
is a must.
You need to wash your ass.
That is a must, ladies. Ladies, you must come out and wash your stankin' ass. Your stankin' ass.
T-S-T-A-K-I-N-G,
stankin' ass.
Don't think you're going to douche and then going to wash and ain't going to be no, it's going to be funky, it's going to be stinky.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty. It's just nasty. All right? Don't bring your motherfucking friends with you. Don't have to tell your friends, oh, I'm going out with such and such. Don't do that shit like a person going to stop you or kill you or something.
Right.
When a motherfucker find out, he make him want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Don't
act like you don't fucking eat when you go to a restaurant and just want a salad. Like, you want a salad? Eat a salad. But then you're going to look at my food like you're hungry. Don't do that shit. Order your food.
Oh, you know what? That's another pet peeve I got. Bitch, we ordering food at the same time. Don't order you some bull. Don't order you some shit trying to be cute. And I order all the fucking good shit. And you be like, you know what? I really don't want this. Can I taste yours? No, bitch. You had a chance to order that shit. And we not eat, reordering shit either. Eat that shit.
Yes, because these females nowadays, they spray that goddamn body spray on their ass and make they feel be smelling good and shit. And that
no,
shit don't
no,
work.
You can't put body spray over no funk. Or now you exactly. Now you got a sweet smell of funk. That shit don't work.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't fucking
work. The
other
day I found out this shorty I knew, he had a fucking butt pad. I said, what the fuck you doing with a butt pad?
Man.
Oh, to pump up her butt. I said, God damn, no ass at all. That's what that is.
Hey, listen, I heard about this chick that I know. Everybody tell me that bitch got butt pad, man. Got a butt pad or implant or some shit. So, they're like, yo, just look at it, man, when the bitch walk by, man. So I thought about it. You know what? Every time I see this bitch,
a butt pad, man.
A butt pad or an implant. But it looked like a butt pad. They said, yo, just look at her ass when the bitch walked by. Then I thought I'd put two and two together. I said, this bitch only wears spandex or tight sweatpants. Never seen a bitch in no jeans or nothing else like that. But it sums up. And you can see the motherfucking lining around the fucking thigh. Like it's a motherfucking
That's a what term.
We call them shits. What do we call them shits back in the days? The motherfucking track stars used to wear. But we used to wear them shits in the street, like Spandex, but they were shorts and shit.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Those tight shits and shit they be having.
That's what we call them shits, man. Like running shorts and shit.
Biking shorts or some shit like that.
Yeah, biking shorts. Biker shorts. There you motherfucking go. Biker shorts.
Those shits, nigga. What the fuck you doing with those shits on home?
Yeah, so the bitch had the bitch. Oh, you always see the line under her motherfucking sweatpants or some shit, and it's shot. The ass looks fucking crazy, son, fucking crazy. And every time I see the bitch, she got that shit on under her fucking sweatpants or tights and shit. So the bitch got an implant, man. Bitch got, I mean, not an implant, but the motherfucking butt pads. And I told my man about it. See y'all. They got them shits hanging up in the Chinese store, Church Avenue, man, in the window, man. Butt pads hanging up in the fucking window, man. I see y'all. You motherfucking lying. So I went down to Church Avenue in Brooklyn, man. They got the bitches hanging up in the Chinese little 99-cent windows, man. Hanging up in the motherfucking window.
Oh, damn.
Shit coming in a little motherfucking box, kid.
God damn. There's just so much shit going on with females. And you know what? This shit, they're going to be doing a lot of dumb shit, these females out here. I'm sorry to say, this is real talk. I got to speak real. Females going to be doing a lot of dumb shit this year. I can feel it. This is the year for dumb females doing dumb shit.
Talk about it.
You know how you go, females want to act like, you got a lot of females that think they're high class.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I've realized? A lot of these motherfucking females think they're high class, they be on that damn public assistance shit. I realize that shit. A lot of these fucking females think they're high class, be on that public assistance shit.
Listen, man, I put that shit up today on my motherfucking Facebook, man. I told motherfuckers, listen here, bitch. If you got three or more motherfucking kids and you're on public assistance, they need to put a padlock on your fucking coochie, man. They need to put a fucking padlock on your fucking coochie. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. I ain't paying no motherfucking taxes, bitch. If you, there's no way for we having three or more motherfucking kids and you run around here on living off the fucking state. Fuck wrong with
mm-hmm.
you, man. Padlock that pussy, man. Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
See, they know that's the key to it, nigga. So they ain't gonna pad it up. They gonna let it splurge for a little while.
They gonna let it splurge, man?
They gonna let it splurge for a little while.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We have another call in there, Big Real Talk. We have Shelly. Shelly, you on the air?
Hey, everyone. Hey, everybody.
What's up, sweet chick? How you doing, baby?
Sound
I'm
too goddamn
good.
Happy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, baby. I see you might have changed for New Year. You the first female that called into the show this year. The first female.
Well,
usually you're the last
playing.
One.
I am not playing.
You ain't playing this year, baby, 2013?
Huh?
What do you mean you're not playing?
You're not
Shelly?
Playing in 2013 this year?
Absolutely not. No, Shelly is not playing. No, not
Did
at all.
Did you have a drink yet? Did you have a drink yet?
I'm getting ready to get one.
Oh, okay. No wonder. You must be in a bunch of courage up. Okay. That's the fuck I'm talking about.
God damn, you're already getting a drink already. God damn, pass that drink down this way, someone.
Yeah, well, join me, baby. I'm already drinking. I'm getting my drink on. I'm fucking ready. I don't play no games.
Yeah. Ask me something to drink. I want a drink. Shit.
Bro.
Ask Shelly the questions.
So, Shelly, let's talk about this. Which topic do you want to touch right now? Do's and don'ts on the first date?
I hate all of them.
Do, okay. Topic number one is do's and don'ts on the first date. That's topic
okay.
number one. And topic
do's.
Number two is if you wake up tomorrow and find yourself the opposite sex, what would you do?
Oh, shit. God damn.
Okay.
I didn't hear that one.
Right. The dudes is you definitely have to smell good, look good, you know, present yourself really, really well.
What?
The don't is I don't want to hear the whole conversation while we're eating that it's about you and what you can do for me and all of this and whatever.
Yeah, but how you gonna present yourself though, a little bit, baby.
Okay, but there's other ways of going on a date and dating somebody besides talking about yourself and what you can do with
okay.
somebody.
Okay.
That's a definitely don't.
That's what the fuck it is. I'm going to tell you, ladies, I'm going to tell you what the fucking thing is for me. Ladies, do not sit there while you're at a course table for me and it's our first date. If you're sitting there, you eating wings or ribs or some shit, use a fucking towel or napkin. If I see you licking your fingers and all that shit, I'm like, that's a sign for me that you want to suck my dick. That's what I'm gonna think. Why don't you rip? You know what I'm saying? That's me. Oh, this bitch. Oh, this. Oh, she's making eye contact. Is she looking at her fingers? I got me one. I got me one. You know what I'm saying? Don't look in my eyes and do that shit. I'm telling you right fucking now. But hold on, we got another call. We have Leslie on here. Leslie, you there?
Hold on,
Leslie, you there, baby?
I'm here, Dallas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Damn, you sound sexy as a motherfucker, Leslie.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, cut that shit out. Talk how you normally talk. This ain't no real
talk. Excuse me, caller in the background, but that is how I talk. Moving on. Yeah. So the topic
is... Where you calling it from, Leslie?
Philadelphia.
Oh, we got Billy in the house.
Oh,
brotherly love.
About that.
Brotherly love. I like that.
That's right. See that?
Break it down. Excuse me.
That's right. Yeah, we got to call it from all angles. Let me get back. Hold that thought. 1 second, Leslie. Let me get back to Shelly right quick. Shelly, question number two. If you wake up tomorrow and find yourself the opposite sex, what would you do?
What would I do if I woke up and found myself the opposite sex?
Yeah.
Okay. What I would do, and if this person woke up and was the opposite sex, I know I'm going to get my ass handed to me, but I would knock on that person's door and say, this is Dick Sucking Mondays, now get the sucking and get the sucking up on the air. That's what I would say.
I'm going to tell you what the fuck I would do. If I wake up tomorrow and I'm a chick, I'm going to call one of them fucking raggedy-ass niggas y'all be calling to send me that fucking money, pay my phone bill, give me my fucking rent money. You know how y'all bitches be doing, niggas. And get me a motherfucking trick and come take me to breakfast, all that good ass shit. And then I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna fuck the raggedy nigga with the big dick. That's what the fuck y'all be doing. Keep it 100. Keep it a fucking 100. Keep it 100. But I'm gonna take this other call in the air and then we'll go right to Leslie. Dogbone, you on the air? Dogbone, you on the air? Okay, we lost fucking Dogbone. Okay, Leslie, let's get your ass right up to fucking speed here.
That's right, get my ass up to speed.
Wait, I'm here, you was calling me?
No, Dogbone, I was calling Dogbone. Dogbone called, but he ain't answering.
Where the hell is Dogbone? Who the hell is the Dogbone?
Yeah, the motherfucker said his name was Dogbone, but he ain't answering the damn phone. Okay. So, lady, Leslie, baby, what's the do's and don'ts on the first date for you, baby?
Oh, well, mine are real simple. The do is say thank you for the meal. The don't is don't pay for it. And the other do is say eat all you can.
That's a fucking do.
That's right. Do say thank you. Don't pay for shit. And do eat all you can.
Don't pay for shit? That's your thing, like don't pay for it?
Yeah, because I may not be into you like that. You called to take me out. You try to impress me. I'm going to go. I may not be into you, so I'm not coming out of pocket.
So if you ain't into me, why you bring your ragged ass out the house?
Because I might be bored. I ain't got shit else to do. You called me, I'm going to go.
Go play checkers.
I might be bored. You offered to take me out, I'm going to go. And I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to eat all I can.
I'm going to tell you, if I'm not into a broad and she want to go out, I'm not taking her black ass out.
You ain't going to know she's not into you.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to know. I can feel it. I can know. When a bitch ain't feeling them like that, she just sit at the table just eating the food and drinking this drink and shit. And she know. But you ask the bitch questions, her answers are short. She got one word answer.
No, my answers ain't going to be short because I know how to have conversation. I'm going to conversate all day long.
There you go, mama.
You ain't nothing weak about my conversation game, so you won't even know.
But
I'm going to say thank you.
Yeah, cause I'm going to start talking some shit you ain't want to talk about.
I'm going to still entertain that shit, too.
You're going to entertain it. I'm going to say, yeah,
I'm going to entertain it.
I'm going to say you're going to bust me out after this motherfucking meal or what?
I'm like, yeah, you're going to get on,
and that's you'll get on the defense.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get on the defense.
Robert?
My game is like that.
Your game? Well, you got game?
Lots of it.
Ain't nobody I know from Philly got game.
No, because you don't know nobody from Philly but me. So you ain't.
That's some AI when he was there.
So, Seth, let me ask you this. So, you're going to actually ask. Your first date, are you going to fuck me after the dinner? Are you really going to ask him that?
No, if the conversation leads that way, I'm not going to ask you. You're going to know. It's just going to lead that way. I'm not going to come out and say, yo, give me some pussy. No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? It's going to lead to that. It's going to be some little flirting. Because they might, you know, it depends on how much the flirting go, which way the flirting go. If it gets more intense, then you know. You got to start a life.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, so that's how you do, huh?
No, I didn't say that's how I do. I'm just saying. You would know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to see how I do when I come to Philly. I'm going to come out to Philly one day. Find your ass.
Come on to Philly.
Okay.
Please do. We welcome you.
It's brotherly love. You're not a brother, though.
What'd you say?
It's a city of brotherly love, but you're not a brother,
though. It's the city of brotherly love and sisterly love.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But hold that door, baby. We have Dog Bone and Big Homie on the air. Big Dog Bone and Big Homie, you there?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, my Lord, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What the fuck happened to your phone, man? Yeah, you ain't get that Boost Mobile minutes up, man, or what?
Hell no, man. It's bullshit Sprint phone. Piece of shit.
All I'm saying is Philly got a lot of friendly pussy out there. That pussy is real friendly and silly.
Oh, my God.
Is it?
Yeah, real friendly.
Is it?
Big Homie, you there?
I'm in there, sir. I heard that Philly coochie talking. You going to eat that food and you going to get some pussy up, whether you like
it
or not.
Well, we don't like Tic Tacs, okay?
Hey, listen, that's not my problem. I don't know why you talking to me with that bullshit. That's not my issue.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, just say something else to somebody else. Don't talk that shit to Big Homie. I don't have that problem.
I'm talking to you, Big Homie.
Yeah, knock it off.
Happy New Year.
Same to you, baby. With that friendly coochie in Philly.
With that tic-tac you got going on in New York.
Yeah, whatever. What you wish. You wish, nigga.
We don't like tic-tacs.
That Philly pussy be running up them stairs. Get in stronger.
Y'all know what Philly pussy is.
Get in wider.
Well, hold on, y'all. We have one more caller in. We have T. T, are you there, baby? Where's my girl T at? T, you on the air?
Yo, this little dog dropped a turd in here already. I'm going to fuck this nigga up.
Okay, T, ain't there. You brought a dog, Big Homie, and then shit all over the place.
Yo, I'm throwing a turd. This nigga dropped a turd in my joint already?
You can't do that, Big Homie. We can have that discussion. You can't do that. He's just learning his home. Don't do that.
I don't give a fuck about that nigga that's learning. You don't learn how to fucking get the hands.
You better stick his face in and then smack him.
Yeah,
no.
3,200 square feet of luxury. You fucked this nigga up.
Don't do that.
That was your pose to do, Big Homie.
You know you damn right. I went to catch this little fur ball.
He's a mixture of these fellas.
All right, let's get back to these topics at hand. Who didn't ask? Okay, Leslie, let's get back to you, Leslie.
Yeah.
If you woke up tomorrow the opposite sex, what would you do?
If I was a dude, damn, I would like that.
You ain't a dude?
Hell no, I ain't no dude.
All the time, I thought, I was just playing. I'm just playing.
The first thing I would do is come punch Big Homie right in his mouth.
You would want to be a woman immediately after you do that shit, because I would beat the shit out of you. Try to get back to a woman as soon as possible.
A lot of real men have tried that shit
and wish they were women.
I'm going to tell you, if I went with the mob as a sex, I'm going to get up and get my motherfucking pussy ate. That's the fuck I'm going to do. I'm one of you raggedy ass eat this fucking pussy. That's the fuck I'm going to do.
If I was a female, I'd get up in the morning and get my money right. All you fucking dumbass broads. Dingy, fucking bills is behind, sitting on money. Assholes.
Where'd they do that at, up there?
They do that shit all over the place, Philly. I'm serious.
Philly is up there. What are you talking about?
What?
Philly is up there.
Broke-ass chicks with high-ass standards and big-ass bills. Fuck out of here.
They run around here struggling.
They're struggling too, but I'm not like that, bitch. You better get like that.
I don't know no females, because all my females are thorough. I don't know nobody like that.
So you're trying to say all your female friends is manipulating their pussy. That's what you're saying.
Hey, oh, my God.
If they do, that's them.
That's what we're talking about. Are you fucking slow?
No, I ain't fucking slow. And I said if they do, that's them. But this female is
but
one
that's
that
what don't. We was talking about.
Well, sometimes I can't understand you.
Then you fucking slow. Duh.
No, you slow.
What I'm saying is that if I was a female, I would wake up and get some money with my pussy. And you chimed in like, that's what's up.
I mean, it is what it is.
Well, it's hard to tell because there's a lot of bitches with backed up bills.
And I said, I don't know any. And I said, I don't know any like that.
So
that's
all your
I
bills
said.
Is current.
Hell yeah, my shit is current.
And your cell phone ain't in Lil Ray Ray name.
Hell yeah, I got two cell phones, thank you.
You know that phone is in Lil Ray Ray name.
You damn lie, my cell phone is in my name and my company's name. How about that?
That's just as bad. You get fired, we can't call you.
You can call me. I got mine and I got my company's.
Hold that thought, y'all. Hold, we have another call in there. Hold on, we have. We have Tiffany from BK. You want to air?
Yes, I am. Hi, Happy New Year, everybody.
What's up, Miss Titty Tiffany? How you doing, baby?
What's up?
Hey, Kim.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
No shit talking right now.
You mean no shit talking? You know we don't have shit talking out here. You know that's what it is. Give us a minute.
What's the topic?
Tonight's topic is do's and don'ts on the first date. And if you woke up tomorrow, the opposite sex, what would you do?
Damn. Y'all brought the new year in rocky.
Sure, wake up and suck a dick.
Oh, shit. You grown. Ain't no damn do's and don'ts.
Huh? Ain't no damn do's and don'ts?
That's
you
a good start.
That's a great start for the new year.
Yeah, ain't no fuck listen. It is what it is. You only live once. You gotta get in where you fit in.
Oh, so I'm trying to get my dick sucked on the first date, then.
Oh, my God.
Hey, shit, if she want to get on these dirty, hey, happy
I'm
holidays.
Saying,
hey,
shit, it's for you, nigga.
You, who just said me?
Him.
Lost the dick homie with his ratchet ass.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to put this work in on the first thing. That way, you be looking for that shit the second or third. It will be a second or third after I just work there.
I mean, hey, if it goes down on the first date, I mean, you should, first of all, if you want to do something, you shouldn't be ashamed of anything you do. If you fuck on the first
exactly,
date,
exactly, because
be happy.
That's what I'm trying to tell. That's what I'm trying to school these other girls, like Shelly and Leslie. I'm trying to school them right now. I'm telling them that.
Listen, do not waste no more fucking time on Shelly.
The thing is, it's like,
what's up?
Don't waste no more time on Shelly.
Leave that pussy alone. That's a dead pussy walking.
Hold up. What
are you saying?
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Cause
I didn't say
nothing.
Dogbone, where you at, Dogbone?
I'm right here listening.
But you don't answer me a fucking question, man. You got on here, you don't say shit.
You did not ask me.
Okay, before you say anything, let me get this other call. Let me get you on there. T, you there?
I'm here.
Finally, where the hell you at, man?
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, but where the fuck did you go?
I didn't go nowhere. I was on mute.
You got some penis over there?
What?
Got some dick hostage, some little boy.
Shut the hell up, big homie.
How you know I'm a big homie?
Because I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold that thought, big. Hold that thought, you dogbone. Dogbone.
Shut the hell up, you and dogbone, all of y'all.
Listen, T, you jinx our goddamn season. Shut up. All that shit you were talking at the beginning of the football season, fuck this up. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. Close my goddamn ass.
Who the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah. He talking about crazy shit. They died, motherfucker. You don't know?
Yeah, because you talked all that shit to jinxes in the beginning of the damn season. I told you don't do that shit. Don't want to listen. I ain't talking to T.
I'm starting to think Andy Reid wanted
to
get fired.
Did nobody ask you to talk to me, did they?
Listen, that 21-0 shit in the first quarter was surrounded by all them damn Giant fans. I had to eat it and everything, man. That's some bullshit.
Yeah,
Listen, man, listen, hey. Sports is tomorrow, man. We ain't got time
thank
for
you.
That
shit. Thank you.
I just have to let she know that she fucked us up.
Listen,
I
man, as in the words of Big Homie, this is Dick Sucking Monday. All
right? That's right. That's right. That's right.
What's the topic? What's the topic?
Right. That's tomorrow. That's right.
But anywho, how is everybody?
Everybody's great.
Hey, T.
Hey, T. If you woke up in the morning and you didn't just sound like a man, you was a man.
Who
that's
is
what
Big
do.
Homie? Who is this Big Homie?
All you can do is laugh, T.
I know. That's all I can do with that fool. What the hell? Big
that's
homie.
A question. If you woke up in the morning
now,
and you
I'm
was a man, what would be the first thing you do?
Because you stupid. I ain't answering that bullshit.
That's a fucking question. Me? But that's today's question. If you woke
that's
up
today's
tomorrow
question,
to
ain't me.
Sex, what would you do?
If I woke up and was a man?
Yes. What the fuck would you do tomorrow?
What the hell could I do?
Get your dick sucked. I don't know. Do something. You want to beat up your ex-boyfriend or some shit.
That's crazy. Man. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, man.
You have
had
no
fantasies of doing a lot of push-ups
or some shit. I mean,
because
I wake up most of the time by myself anyway, so, I mean, what would I do? I'd probably sit there and beat it. Like, why I got one?
You do that now as a woman, so that's nothing different. We try what we do differently.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I don't
she probably
trying
to suck her own
nothing.
Dick. Huh? Probably trying to suck her own dick, son.
Hey, y'all, I don't
she reverts back to what she knows best.
They call me, you so stupid.
Like, fuck
probably
it. I don't
you
know nothing else.
Me. What would you do if you woke up and you was a woman?
I go get some money with this pussy. That's what I just told these niggas, yo. Don't let it try to do this shit, son.
You know what? I would find the nearest female and slap her with it. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I do all the time. Word, that shit's fun like a motherfucker.
You know why.
Love that shit. Hit a bitch right in the head with that shit. Shut up, bitch. Find the remote.
See?
Oh, that tic-tac ain't doing shit.
Yeah, shut up, Philly. I swear to God, I will Abdul Lawima you with this motherfucker.
No.
What is that? Abdul
Lawima. This is the Abdul Lawima. That's the one I got the food club. The food club stuff on his ass by the broomstick. They broomstick them.
But Big Homie, that's the third or fourth time I heard it say a tic-tac. What you working with?
Listen, matter of fact, just take me a number. I don't got no problem sending this shit Instagram anything. I don't got no problem. I'll be in a fucking mirror smiling too, like it's me, bitch.
You probably would, fool.
You damn right. There's a couple of niggas on Facebook got a fucking special shout out.
I'll take your word for it. You don't have to send no pictures.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that shit. My cousin,
I
motherfucker
right.
Says some shit like that. Bong! Inbox!
He's gonna be standing in the mirror like a damn superhero.
Exactly. Smiling my ass off. No, bitch, they ain't Photoshop, bitch.
You know what?
Things in the mirror is actually bigger in real life.
Tick
tock. Oh, wait a minute. Now I'm getting ready to start some mess, okay? Mr. Dogbone. Since you want to talk all this mess,
these niggas fucked before,
what would you do
man.
Since
I'm
you already you. Got the, you already got the tongue ring? So what would you do if you woke up with a woman?
I woke up
would
as a
lick
woman.
Your own coochie. I know you would lick yours.
If I could bend down there, you damn right. I'm playing my titties and figuring myself.
I shoot, you already got the tongue ring. You ain't got too far to go.
No, some dude
I'm
going to
play my titties and
pick
myself.
Dog Bone got a tongue ring. He's on the air. Dog Bone.
What dude got a tongue ring?
Dog Bone got a pink tongue ring.
I ain't got no pink tongue ring now. You better stop.
Might as well be pink. The fuck, nigga? What the hell you got, nigga?
Hey,
look at
that.
You
can shade me that I haven't heard already, man.
You got a tongue ring.
Niggas
who
fucking
who is that real talk?
Yeah, that's
real talk.
Same real talk.
Oh,
fuck's going on, mama? I'm still stuck on homeboy with this tongue ring thing.
They still do that?
It's black, son. It's just black, son. It's okay. It's just black.
Oh, my man. It ain't okay, dog. It ain't okay, man. Not okay, dog.
I think it got real serious about my man. Dude got real serious, yo. My man, it's not okay.
You should have did a Tupac and put in your nose or something, dog. At least you know Tupac with a thug life, then you got to get a thug, man. I don't know.
My man.
My boy got no
thug. Not okay. Y'all leave me too cool alone. I mean, y'all going alone, man.
Oh, man.
Dude, it don't bother me, man. It don't bother me. I got all this shit from the family and everything. It don't bother me no more.
Oh, so that's real? You do got the tongue ring in it.
He does.
Oh, I thought that was a joke. You said he get it from the family.
Yeah, I already got it from the family, man. I already heard everything that y'all could possibly throw at me.
And you're still rocking that shit?
I'm still rocking that shit. And the women
not
love it.
Not good.
Yo. Follow what you want, man.
I will say
what
this.
Want.
I hope you are not over 30 with that bullshit.
You know he is. The nigga sound like he's 42.
Yes, he is.
God damn.
You know what I mean? Nigga sound like he got grandkids, man.
I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Hey, any ladies on here? Any ladies on here got tongue rings?
Not no more.
Who's that?
So you was a professional cop sucker before in your life? Tiffany?
You know Tiffany from Brooklyn. You know Tiffany from Brooklyn. I already said she suck a mean penis. Every Monday she say that shit, yo. I believe her, too.
We've had this conversation many times.
Yeah.
How about you, Leslie? You a mean cop sucker?
Yeah,
before,
yes, her, too. I remember her saying it, too.
What?
I said, how was your cop sucking skills? Are you pretty good at it or no?
Oh, yeah, I gargle and spit all over that shit.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Elizabeth is the big one. You want Elizabeth? Oh, I'm coming to join you. You gargle, spit all that shit. Oh,
hey,
man. Leslie, where you live at?
Force him to do that, man. Look, listen at her.
That's life.
That's nice.
That's right. Ain't no shame.
That's life. That's life.
Nice.
Hold on,
we have backup, and we have Mark on here. Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, big Mark?
Yo.
Not that Mark, it's the other Mark.
You know that I just got
quiet,
right?
Don't start cursing him out.
I don't see where to hang up.
I just say, you no good rat bastard piece of shit.
Yeah, you know I was gonna hang up though.
Hey, Mark, what's up, Mark?
Why you wanna hang up on my nephew when he get on the line?
I can't help it. Oh wow, that's your nephew?
Do you hear me say big Mark, a little Mark? They call him.
Well,
tongue tied. Did you have tongue in your mouth?
Because. I don't have to discuss. I don't want to discuss. That's disgusting to even talk about. So, y'all need to talk to him about the topic.
Hey, see, I know about the topic. I've been on here a couple of times. I just my phone kept dropping.
Oh,
but
and that is not the topic about your nephew. So
I heard big homie let it happen though. As soon as he got on.
Oh, that's a given, and I have no problem with that. He's my people.
Okay, you ain't got no problem with big homie letting you have it, but you got a problem with
Big homie ain't let me have nothing.
Oh, that's the fuck out there. Shut up.
You know what? I agree with you, Mark.
You did.
I agree with you, Mark.
You
I fucking agree with you, Mark.
You ain't got no problem with big homies, but you
ain't nobody scared of big homies, big ass.
What the fuck you with? Don't get beat up. I'm going to put pressure on you right now. Don't let me put pressure on you, and I get back in your ass all over again.
Shut up, you little soft bitch. Big homie. Listen to your
bullshit.
I'm not putting up with you today either.
Hey, you want to let Big Mark talk you into a fucking tongue thrashing.
Hey, dog, bone. I figure I'll jump on here. I figure I'll jump in here to take some of the heat off you, bro.
Nah, let him own that shit.
There ain't nothing that y'all can say to me that I haven't heard from every member of my family already, man.
Listen,
I'm good.
It ain't nothing. I'm not the one saying Big Homie got a tic-tac.
I got a question, though. I got a question about the tongue ring. Hold up. So, are you in the club advertising that shit to the ladies and shit?
Oh, no.
What the fuck
is purpose? It's a little surprise and everything.
Oh, so
surprise.
You walking around in the daytime playing with it in your... This shit is so crazy.
If I don't come out and tell you, you won't even know that I have it.
But deep down inside, you know that you're walking down the street playing with it in your mouth.
Hey, Big Homie, you're advertising. That shit got a light on it, man. A light something.
We don't gotta know shit, but you know deep down inside, you walk down the street and you play with it in your mouth.
I'm about to go.
Yo, Dogbone, you got to lose that fucking tongue ring, son. I'm sorry, man. You got to lose that
every
tongue.
Day. It's the whole thing. It's not in my mouth every day.
Who the fuck is that last is, man? Yeah.
Shelly, because this conversation is right here, yo.
So did it make your top sucker skills better?
You're already good at it. Nothing else is good enough. You know what I mean? If you're good at it, you're just good at it. Time out.
Don't say no dumb shit like that.
If you're good at it, you're good at it with or without it.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Some things in hand.
Yeah, a lot of girls that said they was good at it, and they was like, ain't no teeth on that shit. That's all I felt was teeth. So, you know what I'm saying? You can't say if your shit is up to par, it's up to par. That's up to the man to say that.
That's what I said. I don't know, but if you good at it, then shit, if you know you good at it.
You could be good at it, but ice make it a whole lot better.
And pop rocks.
And pop rocks.
And Altoids.
Altoids.
And cool. And eating a peppermint patty.
That's
what you just say, Altoids, Leslie?
Excuse me?
Tiffany said Altoids.
I didn't say that.
You suck a cock with Altoids? What the fuck does that do?
What the
that's
fuck?
That cool. That's that cool. That's that cool feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like eating a peppermint patty.
Yeah,
well,
I'm going to
put
cool
some Altoids in my fucking glove box.
I like the peppermint patty because of the commercial.
I'm going to have some motherfucking Altoids in my motherfucking glove box.
Yeah, that shit's a bomb, sir. That shit's a bomb.
Put it right next to my Pop Rocks.
Actually,
no,
that's
the,
what
no, the dogs don't go upstairs. The dogs go downstairs. Yo, it's not a fucking puppy. It's not a dog, baby.
What the fuck?
What?
Somebody got a dog in somebody else?
That's big homie. He got a little puppy now. Leslie,
yeah.
You say what you use, Leslie?
You fucking Paris Hilton dog.
What you use? You about to say what you use. What do you use?
Oh, I use this strawberry flavored gel called Hummingbird, and I put it on the inside of my lips, and then I suck it that way.
You do it. Say that one more time again, with the same voice you just said again. Say it one more time with that same voice.
I use this gel flavor. It's called Hummingbird, and I put it on the inside of my lips, and I suck it that way.
With that same voice too?
What'd you say?
With that same voice, do you talk?
Yeah, I can talk at the same time too.
Do you look up? You look up at me too?
Straight in the eyes.
Mm.
Who is this? Who's talking?
Don't do that with me, because I'll be split splashing in no time.
Who is talking?
Splash.
Huh? That was Leslie.
Leslie. Is this the same Leslie from the My Page, Big Homie Page?
Yeah.
Nice.
Said, yeah.
Nice. I knew. I looked at your pictures. I knew you was a motherfucker.
I'm joking.
So that's not her?
What?
I took it back. I took it all back. My bad.
Yeah.
So let me ask y'all questions, ladies. If y'all could be a man for one day, all of y'all should be sexual?
No.
Say that again?
Nah, I already told you.
I'm
already
sexual. What would you do? What would you do, Leslie?
I'm punch Big Homie in the mouth.
That'd be a waste of manhood. As soon as you do that, I would take that shit from you.
Straight in the mouth. You ain't even gonna see it coming. You're gonna be like, damn.
You one of them sneaky niggas, huh?
I would knock on Big Homie's door and say, this is Dick Sucking Mondays, now get the sucking, and go and scare his ass. That's what
so
I would
that
do.
Means you'll be a homo nigga.
You gotta be a girl. That means you're trying to be a girl. You're
gonna be a man just to be a homo? You having a hard time getting penis as a woman. You damn sure ain't getting that as a dude.
Oh my God. I'm okay with that. You know?
You ain't okay with that shit, nigga. Shut up.
Who the fuck is gonna laugh? You see laughing like
that? Leave me alone.
So you don't waste all your manpower in being a faggot.
Leave me alone.
These niggas is dumb, yo.
That's crazy.
You want to be a fucking man, it's to be a faggot. You could have stayed Michelle.
No, what is it? They told me just to knock on your fucking door and say, this is Dick Sucking Monday, it's priceless to me. Yes, it is.
And
yes,
it's to lose all your teeth. That shit is dumb, yo.
You'll be alright.
All that shit to get knocked the fuck out.
Oh,
all you did was curse at your last boyfriend and get that shit done.
They told me she's gonna lose all her teeth.
All right, you heard that part already. Why the hell you laughing at the last goddamn minute? What the hell? Who's that?
Damn. Oh, y'all gotta God. Come up with some good things as a girl. Y'all wasting the cock. Y'all can stay female with the shit y'all saying.
Shit,
shit. I'll be like a typical nigga. I'm fucking everything.
Now we talking.
You said what? Say that one more time.
Well, I ain't gonna fuck everything.
You
can't be.
No, you would, you nasty motherfucker.
Yes, you would.
You just
said you would.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. Shut the hell up.
Yes, you would. Nasty ass cocksucker, you.
You act like that's an insult.
Nah, I'm not trying to insult you. Nah, I'm not. That's a compliment.
You know what? I'm over to call out the woman. You know what the fuck I would do? I would do the same shit you bitches do. I call that man in the middle of the fucking night, tell nigga to bring this shit home, stop at the store, all that dumb shit y'all bitches be fucking doing.
Right, I need some ice cream.
Need some ice cream. Oh, definitely the most. Can you stop at the store and give me some maxi pads? No, what the fuck? I'm not getting no maxi pads.
What I do, I probably start all kind of drama with bitches and a husband, like bitches do me. Fake phony shit, making up fake pussy stories.
Yeah, you fuck me,
bitch. You know I ain't even seen your pussy. Shut up.
Oh my god.
That's the trouble.
What the fuck is this shit here?
Funny as shit tonight.
Ooh, we ain't even doing nothing. We chilling, baby.
We ain't warm up yet. Just wait till it gets to the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Four minutes.
8 o'clock hour. Now give me another drink up in me.
Exactly. I'm fucking making martinis
now, son. Hey, big homie, you didn't even ask this question, big homie. What's the do's and don'ts for you on a first date?
Well, the dudes, what I'm not doing is eating some pussy. I'm not doing is
yes,
going past $100
for
the first
date.
Leslie
said
that.
Yes, you are. Was you Shelly that said that?
Leslie said it.
Leslie said eat some pussy on the first date?
Now, listen, if the chick is a dime and she holding the whole body hostage for some licks, she might force my hand. But 90% of the time, I'm telling the bitch, kick yourself.
What channel?
And what she better not do is say no to nothing.
How the fuck you going to say that?
I can. That's what I just said.
You know what? Mm-mm.
It works, Leslie. Don't fuck up my hustle. It works.
What?
It works.
Leslie ain't even say that. Tiffany said that's
something.
Exactly.
Tiffany, shut the fuck up. It works.
That's only a fool.
No, it's not only a fool. Let me explain something. When you be conning these dudes to do whatever the fuck you want them to do, do he gotta be a fool, or is that what you do that works?
I do what works for me, of course.
Exactly. I know that most of y'all broads are fucking lame ass square niggas.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Ass.
But damn.
The numbers is askew. Is there's not too many real niggas running around? So you gotta fuck some lame niggas to get to a real nigga. Those basic numbers.
I disagree.
Look, Shelly, you cannot
Shelly,
talk
you
about
really
this
had
shit.
Two pieces of paper. Like, you cannot give no.
You can't say shit ever about this shit.
I
can
disagree,
can I? No. We talk about crocheting, knitting, quilts, making quilts, shit like that. Then you chime in.
Look, I can disagree, damn it.
You can't disagree with two penises.
You know what? But that's okay. We got to talk about that on every show, don't they, homie?
But you chime in there on some shit.
You know what? And I can't. That's why I'm on the show. How can you talk
when you only have two penises?
This is a discussion, big homie. Fall back. This is a discussion.
We got to get some guidelines on Shelly, man. It's only about certain things she can say. Word up, man. Stick to crocheting, quilts,
you know what?
And
they call me. No, I'm not gonna let you do that. No.
Listen, she says it's a new year, big homie.
Proceed with yourself.
All right, man, sure question, Shelly. This is 2013. Have you seen the penis yet?
Don't ask Kelly nothing. I'm right on your show. Don't ask me nothing right now.
Have you seen the penis?
Look, Steph, proceed with your show.
That's a no.
A little tight right there.
That's a no. I don't give a fuck. They look at a penis and come back and talk to me.
Look, like I said,
open a magazine.
Like I said,
go to an encyclopedia and look that shit up.
It's all good, big homie. It's all good. It's all good. Steph, please check
it. Yeah, she
check
is kind of tight, yo. Listen, Shelly, you know I love you, girl.
Don't ask me nothing. Don't ask me nothing.
That nigga is tight. I was just playing, Shell. I was just playing. I'll be playing.
Okay.
Always
fucking with somebody.
Is that real? Is that real?
Idea.
That's what you said,
yeah,
right?
I think so too. In a way, you talking about that, Coochie?
Yeah, Meat and motherfucking trees.
Meat and trees. And eat.
Not M-E-A-T, M-E-E-T. Nasty.
I want to have a meet my meat greet. That's what I want to have.
See, that's what
meet
I'm talking
meat.
About. Just filthy. Just
meet
filthy.
The meat.
Exactly.
Have a meet the meat
challenge.
That's what the fuck I want to do.
Gotta always turn into something else.
I know. Just filthy.
Right.
All of
this nigga said a meet the meat. What?
Ooh,
some I'm going to meet my meat.
Some of y'all ain't going to want to show them Tic Tacs, big homie.
Whoa.
Oh, big homie, so all I'm saying to you, Leslie, you fucking asshole, is send me a number.
I think I'm going to have to get your number, big homie, because she keeps saying you got a Tic Tac.
Hey, listen, you can't
that
use that old lady psychiatry on me
I
to get a
Tic
Tac. It's not working.
You better shut it. You know my shit ain't old. Shut up, boy.
Yo,
shut up, boy.
She trying to play me with that. Oh, I think I need to get
him. I will send you a picture of this. I will show you a picture of this senior citizen thing, too, okay?
I'll pass on that. You pass on what, big homie? On that
I bet you got more gray hair on your shit than I do. I bet you got more gray hair on your shit than I do.
You probably right, but I still don't want to see your snatch.
Now, you old big dummy.
That shit look like an old catcher's mitt.
I bet you a lick it. I'll sit on your face and make you eat it.
That made me do nothing. I'm already dead. If you sit on
you
my face, you ain't gonna make me do nothing. I'm already dead.
Twice. You gonna die twice then. Damn. Talking all that shit, I'ma make you do it. When
I'm
is the meet and greet?
I'm as soon as you get up, I'ma find me a short rope and a long ladder.
You better hang yourself. But no, like they say, you'll be looking for me in the daytime with a flashlight, bitch.
Yes, you are.
You like that, thing?
Oh, damn. God.
They call me.
Yes, baby.
Hi, baby.
How you doing, baby? You're crazy ass.
You
just
put
your old ass down.
Baby.
You gonna give your old ass a stroke one time, yo.
Yo.
You don't give yourself a fucking stroke, yo. All
right.
It's all good. It's all good. If I ain't love you, I wouldn't say shit to you.
That's what's up. You know, I love you too. You know, as long as you don't start crying like that Shelly nigga, that nigga got me all the money for you, yo.
So you just had to go back there.
Look, I was Shelly, and now you're going to talk about it.
That Shelly dude got me all emotional. I made a sit down at the Walmart.
Look, they call me. I'm sipping on my drink, chilling. I ain't saying nothing to you. Let me be. Steph, go ahead and run your show. You fall back. Chill the fuck out. That's what people run down. That's what people do.
I'm going to send you the Walmart card, nigga. My bad.
I'm going to run the same. Fall back.
I'm going to draw a dick on that motherfucker, though.
You know what? I think y'all should just fucking get over with, man.
Man, if I hit this thing with this penis right here, I will definitely have to shoot him.
Lord have mercy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why
did you always say that about
late? I don't want
a
Tic Tac. Sorry.
Oh, you don't want a Tic Tac?
Oh,
so,
Lord.
Can
exactly.
You get your own fucking jokes?
They call me alone. Leave Shelly alone.
Fucking Tic Tac my ass, motherfucker.
Yeah, you feel a little...
Yeah, I got your Tic Tac,
okay.
Nigga.
Yeah. Okay.
What,
Corey? 2015, Shelly is not taking no shit from you, Big Homie, and nobody else. Let's
all
go.
You gotta do is give me that. All you gotta do is, shoot that address, motherfucker, and I'll fucking make you famous.
Oh, wow. They like you
the Huckleberry, nigga.
No,
I'm an hour and change. I'm 2 hours and change away. I'll be your Huckleberry.
Through with it.
Get him,
you punk ass nigga.
Leave me alone.
Get
penis, yo.
Leave me alone.
Shelly, you can't say you were taking that short shoot through 2013 and then say, leave me alone.
Hey, Shelly, you punk ass nigga.
I ain't taking no short shoot through 2013. Leave me alone. You can't say that. Shelly, I'm going ahead, man.
You trying to get on me too? Come on.
No, I'm just, you can't say that both of them. That's like oil and water, baby. You just can't say, I'm not taking no shorts until 2013 and then say, leave me alone.
Yeah.
You backpedaling, baby.
Leave
stay in your
leave
ground.
Leave me alone.
Stay in your ground,
you'll be a man and knock on my door and say it's Dick Sucking Monday.
You
know me.
You're going to say, it's Dick Sucking Monday, but leave me alone.
Yeah. Please leave me alone. That's that. Please. She said, please leave me alone.
Leave Shelly alone.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you alone, because you, I'm going to send you two Hallmark cards now.
Big homie,
stop.
Get up off the diva.
No, she's trying to get to where this chick took this tic-tac shit. She's 2 hours to change her weight. I go over there and spin her and send her before she throw me, she blow me, and I'm back on the fucking highway.
Wait.
Big
homie says you brought up the tic-tac thing. I thought that was in the past, but I think you feel some type of way.
No, I'm feeling
away.
I'm just saying you put my money up. Because you 2 hours of change away. I'm going to flip your stick in before you.
I love you. We are family, and it's all good. Next fucking caller.
That nigga using my shit on me?
Well, I think Shelly doing tonight's club. She woke up today as a man. She got some balls today.
Yeah.
Wait,
so this radio show is over. She's back to Shelly though.
Look at you, Shelly.
Do it, diva.
She's not
like don't
talk. Soon as 10 o'clock
good
comes, she's back
Shelly
to making quotes.
Leslie, don't talk too tough.
Good for you, Shelly. Tell her, keep going.
Leslie.
What?
You better calm down. Don't talk tough now.
Shelly, keep going.
Oh, my God.
Look at this Philly freeway, nigga. Keep flowing.
Get him, Shelly.
Keep going, Shelly. Get him, girl. Get him.
Leslie, do the same shit you're doing, Shelly. Back it up.
Big homie.
Yes?
Why you quiet?
I'm just trying to figure out how this girl is using my lines on me.
Hey.
That's some real bullshit right there. I ain't get a dollar or nothing for you dropping my check and the royalties, nothing, yo.
And she get laughs and jokes on it too, big
yeah,
homie.
Yeah, niggas laughed at my shit at me. I tell you what, you ain't that far, nigga. When I bring my dog over there and knock your dog down.
And he talking about his dog.
Yeah, because she got the same dog. She got the same dog. So when I bring my dog and knock her dog down, I'm going to knock her down.
Whatever. That's fine.
The whole house will get knocked down.
Oh,
now
you the big
bad wolf. Calling
everything. Let's do it. Yeah, let's go.
Now here she going this shit again. Let's do it.
Shelly.
She's going to say, leave me alone again. Let's do it. Leave me alone. Let's do it. Leave me alone. Yeah, you talk about the dog now. I'm a dog, nigga. Let's do it. Leave me alone.
Oh, Lord, trying to leave me alone.
I'm having my nigga scared to death, nigga. I tell you, bro, I don't give a fuck. I will pop up, nigga. Just tell me where to go, nigga.
Big homie.
What are you talking about?
Okay, you ain't shoot no address yet, nigga.
I'm just playing.
I don't have no poker face. You guys are right. I don't.
That nigga, yo, dude, this nigga, if Shelly's on the first 48 hours, you know when that music come on in the beginning?
No, she will cop out.
Right there.
She will cop out.
Yes.
you gonna cop out of the precinct. You know what? Let me just take my shit right down, man.
Not even before the show come on.
The show, the music come on the show. You hear us talking.
Stop doing Shelly like that. That is not right.
who that talking right now? Is that you, Tiffany?
Yeah.
I thought you hung up, Tiffany.
Yeah.
That's not Tiffany. Leave Shelly alone. Shelly alone. Who that?
Leave Shelly alone.
I said it.
Who that?
Leslie alone.
Oh, Leslie with that good ass mouth.
That good ass mouth.
Man, like man Jay Z said, we need to put that mouth on a better bitch.
Hey, right where it is.
Oh my God, welcome. We bring it in a new year. So, say all that fucking ketchup on that fucking for real. And you don't know that fucking ketchup on them chicken patties?
Motherfucker here yelling at people in the house.
Fucking gosh, that's like 15 fucking tomatoes.
Who are you talking to?
This kid.
God.
This nigga put fucking 15 tomatoes on one sandwich.
Oh my God.
Just 15?
Nigga, we don't all fucking ketchup. You get a little squirt on them shits, nigga. You bugging out. Nigga put 30 fucking tomatoes on a motherfucking sandwich, yo.
Really? Over some ketchup? Wow.
Damn, skip it. I got three of those niggas. Three niggas do this shit every day. Nigga, I'm buying ketchup like nothing.
We might have to call social services.
Call them niggas. I better take these niggas. I don't give a fuck.
Somebody needs some help.
Come get these dudes, nigga. I saved some money. I will have ketchup in this bitch. I tell you that shit.
You know, let's run online. Anybody got any New Year's resolutions?
What did you say? What did you say?
Anybody got any
resolutions? Get a real phone, yo. Nobody?
Yeah. Nobody?
Yeah.
Nobody? You only break some shit, so why make them?
All right, mine is, I want to learn how to eat pussy better. Anybody want to help me out?
Yeah, I'll give you my number.
You're a grown man. You're not
old.
You fucked up for life.
Get him right. I mean, real talk.
Who said give me their number? Who's that, Leslie?
Yeah, I'll give you my number right after the call.
That nigga's talking a lot of shit, yo. This nigga gotta get it bad, yo. We gotta run down this nigga line, yo.
God, craziest shit.
Philly, what part of Philly you in, little nigga?
Oh, little nigga, I'm outside of Philly.
Where you at?
Spit it out,
nigga. Don't get Shelly on me. Don't get all Shelly on me.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Little nigga, I'm right outside by the airport.
Right by the airport?
Outside of the airport, yeah.
Right by the outside, Okay, little nigga.
How far is that from the turnpike?
Excuse me?
How far is that from the Jersey turnpike?
An hour and some change.
An hour and some change from exit 4?
What is that?
From exit 4?
Yeah, you're about exit 6. You there, exit 4.
Exit 4, okay, I make a right to that straight down, right?
Oh, you've been here before, right?
No, I've been there before.
Every New York serious nigga been to Philly. All that Philly pussy.
You been
with
here
that
before,
sisterly
right?
love pussy out there.
I was in Philly last week.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Shit got quiet.
Right by the bell. I was right by the bell.
What were you doing? Oh, the Liberty Bell?
Mm-hmm.
What was you tricking?
Oh.
Only thing wrong with chicken is being broke.
What?
Yeah.
Only thing wrong with chicken is being broke. If you broke, you can't trick.
Yeah.
So was you tricking?
Huh?
Was you get tricking or getting tricked?
No. They call me Halloween. I trick for a treat.
Huh?
Call me Halloween. I trick for a treat.
All right. I'm gonna call you later. 267. You know the rest.
This little Leslie nigga's on a roll, yo.
A fucking butted roll. What the fuck you gonna be on?
This nigga be watching Comic View or some shit, yo. Fuck with that Kevin Hart little motherfucker or something, yo.
Hilarious tonight.
They're hilarious. Always thinking they can talk shit.
Rapper?
I said, no, they're hilarious. Always thinking y'all can talk shit.
Yeah.
No, we don't think. We do it.
Thinking you can talk shit.
No, we do it,
Shelly,
baby. Just
in the near future, don't let them talk shit to you.
Oh, and no, I'm not in my shop right now. Before they used to talk shit to me all the time. I'm ready for them motherfuckers to do
that.
That's
right. Be on your A game always.
Yeah. How the fuck is you ready for them?
Who the fuck is that? I am
ready for them. Yes.
Be on your A game
at all
times.
How are you ready and you keep saying, leave me alone?
Say what? No, what you said to Kanye West?
Uh-oh.
Never mind, Shelly.
Exactly.
Never mind.
Never mind. I like the way you say my name.
What you
want
to say
exactly.
Is leave you alone in the next sentence, so.
No. I like the way you say my name, though.
I'm not even going to even. Damn. Look at all the goddamn ketchup on a damn plate that squeezed out the sandwich.
You back on
fucking
that
damn
ketchup?
Yo.
Leave the baby alone.
Hey, you ain't got no dick to suck or something like that, Tiffany?
Nope.
You need to find one.
Mm-hmm. I surely will.
Let me help you out. 1-800-DIK-SUCK.
You know what?
What?
Oh, my God. Did I get on Tiffany here? Oh, hell no.
What?
Get him, Tiff. Get him.
This is not good with the
She probably got that tattooed on her fucking forearm anyway.
No, I don't. But
that
sounds
number
like
is
a good tattoo.
Engraved in her forehead.
That's okay. That is okay. I'm proud of what I do.
I'm proud that you do it.
Me too. I'm proud that you do it. Even proud that did it to me.
Yeah, it'd be even prouder if you do it to us.
That'd be retarded. Oh, my God. Anyway, how did y'all bring y'all New Year in?
I slept that motherfucker.
Yo, you was real quiet, son. Word up.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Yo, I came home. I cooked supper. I said, give me a little sleep. I'm gonna bring the New Year in the house. Hit the streets, son. I woke up with motherfucker 3 o'clock, son.
Damn. Oh, wow.
That,
no, goddamn.
No, I had some shit. I had some shit lined up, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? The funny thing about it is, ain't nobody woke you up. That's the fucked up part.
Nah, niggas, yo, my phone was going off the hook, but I was dead, son.
Oh, so niggas was calling you. Okay, that's good.
Blowing
that's
my
good.
Phone up, son. I went out Saturday night. I work all day Saturday. I work mad late Saturday night. I hung out all day Sunday. I ain't get no fucking sleep. I work all day Monday. So 3 days in a row, I was dead. So I ain't get no sleep. So when I finally said, let me lay down for like an hour, just had to hit the streets. Man, I woke up like 3 o'clock in the morning, man. I had like fucking 100 messages.
Wow.
Y'all,
my wife
went to have a party in the house for New Year, so we had a party, whatever. We got like 30 motherfuckers in the crib. And I tell her, do not fight this couple. Because every time they come, they take mad plates and they bring the smallest bottle of whatever they bring to the fucking house. Guess what they did? They came in this motherfucker with a baby bottle of 1800. Like you couldn't get no smaller. Some shit that you drink by yourself, and they left with mad food.
It's always like that.
Don't invite them. They're not going to bring nothing but a baby bottle, and they're going to take mad food. The trade-off is real good. You get to spend $12, and you get to eat for a week with all the food you took.
That's crazy.
That shit is a fucking word. They come out with a little fucking pint. Who the fuck out with that pint shit, man?
They'd have got a scoop of mashed potatoes and I'd have sent them on the fuck out the door.
The only reason why they got that shit off because I was too busy with the men outside talking about men shit. When I came in the house, they was on their way out with four stacks deep of aluminum foils.
Wow.
Well, niggas came with these guys with their own aluminum foil and bags and everything already, right?
They came with their own fucking bag, yo.
Little styrofoam plates and everything, so with the motherfucking Tupperware dish and everything.
And I told my lady, I said, yo, watch these niggas come in with the smallest bottle of whatever,
and leave a mad fool. And that's exactly what they did.
I bet you she won't be inviting their asses no more.
No, my wife will invite their ass back again because she's an asshole.
Don't say that.
This is Shelly. I like the chicken recipe, and I'm stealing that. That looks really, really good.
Why don't you try stealing some peanuts?
I'm trying to get fucking brownie points, Shelly. I'm trying to be your friend on a low low.
Yeah.
Let me try
your
chicken recipe, big homie.
I'm not trying to be his damn friend.
She get that fucking chicken to eat on my ass. Fuck that.
Hey, Shelly, you want to steal some? Try stealing his dick.
Oh, wow.
So, Shelly, the police are going to be looking for you for dick stealing.
APB out for the penis, nigga.
They're going to be looking for you for dick stealing, Shelly.
My motherfucking head hurt, man. I'm going to get my dick filled, too. Fuck that. I'm going to call that 267 number.
Yeah, call that Jersey nigga, yo. Right? Tell them meet you by the fucking bell, yo.
Yeah, I'm going to call that 267 number. Fuck that.
Liberty Bell. You know what, big homie? You know what I'd do if I was a man?
Yo, hold on. Time out. I need you to put a little more bass in your voice because I'm having visions right now.
All right, let me make
that
sure
shit sounded
kind of
sexy.
Let me make
I need
sure
you to
hear
do something about that.
Let me make sure you hear me clearly and correctly. You know what I would do if I woke up and was a man? Come fuck your wife.
Oh!
Nice! Now you living, nigga. Because that beating me shit up, that beating me up shit, that was a waste of jawbone. Now you doing something.
God damn.
That's what I would do.
Take half my problems, knock yourself out.
God damn, she got quiet after that.
Now get me a get out of jail free card.
She got real quiet after that.
That nigga is so disrespectful. That nigga is so disrespectful. Out of all the niggas' wives you could have fucked, why you ain't fucked Dallas girl?
It would be yours.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hey, nigga.
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, shit, yo.
You know what? She said that shit real quiet. Make sure everybody was quiet.
No, she said that shit like she really meant it.
She meant that shit.
But why you can't be a girl and come fuck my wife?
Why? So you could watch?
Let's work on that. Watch, bitches.
Why you
could
watch?
Watch, bitch, I will beat you up in my bed.
Shit.
Come over here and lick my girl pussy. Hey, I'm doing more than watch, nigga.
Oh, God, crazy.
Watch this dick go in you.
God damn.
That's what I'm going to watch.
Let your wife watch as it goes in.
Well, as long as I'm sliding this dick up in you, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Oh, damn. You better watch.
Yeah.
She coming up to you,
homie.
She gonna get your wife. One way.
Yeah, she sound like a real bunny baller.
Oh, when she said that shit, I'ma come fuck your wife.
No, this is kinda cute. We can work on that shit right now.
That shit was mean. Whoa. Keep one eye open tonight,
home.
Keep one eye open tonight. I'm telling you.
That's true. That little dirty straight nigga. You know, them niggas ain't got too much money. They go right from Germantown to West Philly, back to the market, and that's it.
Who does?
Them Philly niggas. They ain't got no money. You don't never see them niggas in New York,
Philly niggas.
Jersey.
I don't
mess
with Philly niggas.
Yo, keep Jersey out your mouth.
So what kind of nigga you fuck with, Rachel? I mean,
Hold on.
I got the news twisted up. We have Rachel on here. Hold on, y'all. Rachel, you there?
I can't.
Uh-huh, you're thinking about me.
I was going to kick your fucking ass.
I got my thumb in my mouth. What's up? Bring the penis on.
Oh, baby. What are you doing, homie?
What's up, Diva?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shit. She said,
yes.
You
were going to skip. You were going to skip right over me, but my name came out your mouth by mistake. Hey, baby, what's up?
I was typing your ass at the same time and say, fuck you, I ain't let your ass on.
Oh, shit.
Ass fucking 15 minutes.
I'm ready. I got my gum in my mouth. I had to go buy a pack of gum.
Oh, snap.
All the way back here. I can't talk while I'm, you know, driving in my car, so I called.
You can't afford a Bluetooth?
Huh?
You can't afford a Bluetooth?
No, I got too many devices. I got two cell phones. I got the iPad. I got the 2010. I got too much stuff, baby. I can't afford the little Bluetooth. I got too much big stuff to take care of.
Oh, shit.
I hear that shit. Go ahead, Miss Rachel. Go ahead, Miss
Diva. What the fuck is she talking about? What? She got too much wet shit? What, nigga?
Oh, Lord, there he go.
I got too much of that big nigga shit. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rachel is this? Yo, hold on, y'all. Let me get on a lesson break.
New year, new me. What's up?
Hold up, Rachel. Hold up, though, Rachel. Leslie.
I agree, yeah. Ray.
What? You don't fuck with food niggas, so what kind of niggas you fuck with?
Your type.
What the fuck is my type?
Dallas. You.
What the fuck is Dallas?
You. You know. You already know. Quit fronting.
What sex with niggas?
Now you already know. Why, that's why we
what
on the phone,
fuck?
Right?
Dallas, you
tap
that
267,
on the low,
call
and
my
nobody
number.
What the fuck? What going on? Listen, man. If I hit it, y'all would know. She'd be on here raising her right now.
They wouldn't know. They don't know if you hit it or not right now. How would they know?
Oh,
they would know.
How would they know?
You would tell them.
We would keep it on the cover.
Why? Just think you would tell them.
How would they know?
Because you would tell them. I just told you.
Why would I tell them? I don't know like that.
What make you talk, nigga?
Huh? How would they know?
We could be fucking right now and they don't know.
We're just having this good conversation to enlighten them.
You
how
cannot
would they
have a good conversation
well,
with penis in your mouth.
Leslie,
good dick would have you doing 95 with a 35 with one headlight driving at night.
No, it wouldn't.
On your cell phone.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't. It hasn't yet.
You haven't put somebody dick yet. Oh, shit. Sucking it, though.
It hasn't yet.
You haven't put somebody dick yet. But you keep sucking it, though.
I might be. Y'all don't know. I might be.
But you keep sucking it, though.
I might be. But not right now. But I might be later on.
Oh, wait. You just
so
mad because she
from
said
York.
She
gonna, from New York again.
You just mad because she said if she was a man, she'll come and fuck your wife.
Why would I be mad at that, you know? Why would I be mad?
You said you would beat her ass.
Watch. She gonna run with that shit, boy. You can't make me watch.
Oh, big homie.
Nah, like I'm not saying I gotta be down, yo.
Yeah, I know. It is what it is. Still talk so silly.
Big homie feels some type of way about that.
Uh-oh.
Shelly,
big homie.
It's not about quilts. We're not doing quilts right now.
He felt some type of way.
Rachel, you missed it. Shelly got it.
Some type of way.
I heard it. I was going to
worry about that.
I heard it. Y'all just heard it. Stop
God damn.
Real talk out of left field.
Oh, man. So, hey, Rachel.
Yes.
You sucking your dick for 2013 yet?
Say it again.
Did you suck any new penis for 2013 yet?
What about 2013?
The key word is new penis. Did you suck any penis for 2013 yet?
Yes, I have.
Was it new?
Shit.
Good? Or you just or you scraped this shit up?
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
when you're the master at that type thing, you don't scrape shit.
Master.
Oh my God.
That was
answer the damn question.
Bill who? Last year, Bill? This is a new year, baby. Why y'all harped on that old
ish? Because you dated a nigga named Bill. That shit was corny.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with me dating a nigga named Bill.
Yes, it is.
Matt.
His name is fucking Bill.
I'm sorry, he ain't a nigga. He's a...
Okay, well,
he's
in the past.
Yo,
we got three ladies on the air right now that said they suck the hell out of dick. We have Tiffany from PK, Leslie from Philly, and we have the suburban queen, fucking Rachel.
Hold up, you forgot to introduce the one that haven't seen a penis in 10 years, Shelly.
I'm trying to include you. She just said she like your chicken recipe and they don't come out of like that.
What was the topic today?
The topic today is we trying to get Shelly some penis.
Where's she at?
She online. She ready to talk. You talk to her.
What's up?
Typing. I was chilling for the last 10 minutes minding my own damn business. And why is Big Homie bringing my name up again? So I don't know what that's about. But
we trying to help me.
Let me just tell you.
Help me.
From the 5 minutes I got her online, I heard you got desert twat.
What? I have what?
You heard him.
Desert twat.
Oh my
desert
God.
Desert twat.
Yeah,
cobweb.
Wait a minute, just because I'm not giving it up and fucking everything that's walking doesn't mean I have desert
squad. Nobody knows. Don't show. We know that. You only fuck with two dudes in your life. We know you're not running around fucking everything. We know that.
And nobody said you do that dumb shit either.
We just said we know you're not doing that because you only mess with two dudes in your life.
Is it that or is your twat the problem?
Every show, you got to get on me about that. And I'm getting a little pissed off about it because
we're saying we know you're not running around because of your situation. What's we're saying? What's the problem?
Nah, fuck that, son. The glove is off. We don't give a fuck.
Wait. What do you mean, situation? I'm coming out of a 20-year relationship. I'm not trying to jump on anything straight.
We know that's what we're saying.
I don't know what's going on. I just came on. She's so defensive. I don't think it's the dude. I think her twat is the problem. Nobody else.
Whatever. You know what?
Tiffany BK, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Oh, shit.
Long time no hear.
Yo, that shit sound like this.
Yeah, tonight's topic, time.
So wrong.
What are the do's and don'ts on a first date? I know you got a good answer for this one, good Haji. What are the do's and don'ts on a first date?
Do's and don'ts on a first date. Well, y'all know how this is going to go. The first thing is you don't eat fast food.
Don't eat fast food, especially
if it ain't cleansed properly.
Huh?
Don't eat fast food.
What's fast food?
Call the caller's number and press 1 at 9 o'clock, son. That's all you got to do, son.
That's twat.
You won't be on the line,
Shelly's twat.
He's not cute at all.
Yeah.
What you say, Leslie? Don't speak on your butt, Leslie. Speak up.
If you're on the internet, you're on the internet too.
Speak up, Leslie.
I'm talking to my daughter. Thank you very much.
Oh. Put the phone down next time.
What'd you say?
I got a job. I just go with the job. I'm not in charge. You just gave me a...
Hey, so I came on the show late because I was still changing the bandage from the head cracks y'all gave me, so...
Well, yeah, I'm sorry, but I didn't call it tonight, man. I'm sorry you took your money last out of the dice table, dude, but you my man, son.
I mean, y'all clocked this shit out of me last night. I survived this shit.
Nobody told you to come over there and told me to go on the fucking dice table, man. I told you. You asked for this ass, but I had to give it to you last night. I'm sorry, bro. But I ain't good lad, a good ass
man. Hey, big homie, they're my boys, bro. I go over there, they got hospitality and shit. Man, that nigga clocked this shit out of me in the head with a fucking, with a metal baton and shit. They beat the shit out of me last night.
Yeah, bro.
But
is that you, Leslie? You patting the brave over there, baby?
Can we get on with the topic at hand?
Hey,
Yeah.
The second topic is, what would you do if you woke up tomorrow the opposite sex? What would you do?
What if I woke up the opposite sex?
Yeah, tomorrow. Welcome to the morning. How much would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
If I was a chick?
Yeah.
What the fuck that? God damn.
Are you a chick nigga over tomorrow, man? Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
You a lady right now?
I'm trying to understand, make sure I understand the question right. I'm like, God. I'll probably be the same way I am now. Be the same way I am right now. Trying to get laid.
You was a chick, you run around trying to get laid. You fucking creep. What the fuck? That's a shitty
guy. Chicks want it just like dudes. I don't know what the fuck that's kind of a dumbass question.
Man, you sound real fucking confused.
Hey, big homie said he run around here fucking
throwing
pussy.
Confused.
I ain't even over there listening to fake ass talk. They call him real talk, but that's fake talk.
That's real talk, nigga. That bullshit you talk is
fake talk.
You're confused, motherfucker. You're confused. You asked your question. If I was a lady, what the fuck? Yeah, you were opposite sex. You're a man.
What would you do?
Me, I'll put a motherfucking strap-on on. That's what the fuck I do. Fuck that. I'll put a strap-on on.
If I was a woman, I'll call your punk ass, Mark. Well, I need to come pay my motherfucking bill. The rest of these bitches be doing to you.
Crazy hell.
You ain't shit, Mark. You up here talking about my shit. You fucked up.
Hey, I don't know. Hey, listen. You paying them bitches.
You got beat in the dice game. Now you got females. You paying for female bills. You fucked up for New Year, dog.
You know,
not my man.
Hey. You don't believe that dumb shit there.
Not my
that's
man.
Right.
You paying female bills?
Never, not me. I pay my man's bills, but he beat me out of a game with it. That's what the fuck I did.
Who beat you out of game last night, son?
You and your raggedy ass white boy.
Listen, man. My bag, son.
Hey, them niggas clocked this shit out of me.
I don't know what the fuck is going on tonight on this fucking show. First you got dog bone with the fucking tongue ring. Now you got this nigga talking about he paid for his man's bill because of a fucking...
Don't forget that Sahara Desert nigga
the
over there.
Listen, I don't pay no woman's bills. But listen, I will pay a motherfucker to come over, do what they got to do, and get the fuck on, though.
I don't believe that. You make no motherfucking sense. What you mean you'll pay a motherfucker to come over and do what they got to do? What the fuck is going on here tonight?
Listen... You pay too.
I'm listening.
Hey, listen, your real talk ass pay too. You just don't know you paying. I don't care how you think you do it. You paying, nigga. You can act like you can. Oh, you putting it in, and you paying that motherfucker. Leave you alone.
This is real talk. Let me
fuck you want it.
I'm not talking about that bullshit you talking about. Oh, you got a girl and you take out the dress and you buy her clothes. I am not talking about that dumb shit you talking about like that. Because everybody knows that's mandatory right there if you got somebody. You understand? So take that dumb shit you talking. All right. I know where that shit's going. I know about all that. You ain't talking to some new jack nigga. Yeah, be real quiet. I know exactly where you're going with it. Be real quiet.
This nigga, A7, he think he know, but he just don't know.
See, you know what? I can tell by the way you sound. You must got Down syndrome or something, because you sounded real slow.
Oh, right, not the Down syndrome.
I
man missing a chromosome?
Nah, never not me. I just let this nigga ramble. Just let him ramble, son.
That nigga say he got all that Down syndrome, man.
Just let him ramble. That's all he do. He just rambling on.
Ramble.
just let him go. That's another T. Just let him talk.
You know, because you talking nonsense. You paying,
but
you don't know.
I'm going to make, hey, him, you just let him talk. You just let him talk till he get dry like that twat on the back going the other end of the phone.
But you know what? I bet you that twat that's dry on the back, you will never get, just like you will never understand what I'm saying. You feel me?
I don't want it. Who wants dry twat?
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm just making a point to your ass, to dizzy ass, because you're not listening.
You're right.
That's what I'm trying to make you. You're listening because you're responding. You just don't know you're responding.
I'll just let you talk.
No, you're responding to me right now.
I'm just letting you talk.
You see, you will never know.
What the fuck is this happening right now? I don't fucking know, man.
The cop is just trying to get this dumb motherfucker to understand.
I'm just letting him talk.
Turn off.
Stupid.
Your shoes is too small. That's a turn off.
Your toes hanging over the front of your fucking open toe shoes hanging over and and scraping the ground, that is definitely a fucking turn off.
Yes.
If your feet look like small animal tissue, that's a turn off for me too.
We got to learn some things, and you're going to learn a lot from listening. So we're going to listen to what the ladies are talking about, and hopefully you birds will be listening to what the guys are talking about and learn some shit.
God
Well, that's what the fuck it is. We only got 5 minutes left tonight's show. It was a great fucking show tonight.
What about that? Shit went by fast.
Went by fast, the motherfucker with these fucking things right here.
Hey, Shelly, listen, next week's topic is going to be how to water your plant.
Hold on, before we close the show. Who's that talking?
Nobody, him.
Who said that?
Oh, no, that was somebody else.
Hold on. Let me get a chance to answer that. Who you said that?
He said how to water
just
your plant.
Just answer this shit. You don't even know who said it.
How to water your Sahara Desert.
Well, that pertains to me.
That's what Big Homie said the topic's going to be about you, how to water your Sahara Desert.
Whatever. Big Homie wants this, so basically let's go.
Big Homie wants it. Big Homie.
Let's go, Big Homie. Go on to your show. Let's go.
Big Homie, you want some of that, Big Homie?
What she said?
She said because you want that Sahara Desert. That's why you said that.
And listen. She over there on some fucking Stacey Lattishlaw shit. She's wishing on the stars.
It's all good. It's all good.
Find out where you are.
Big Homie, let's get our dogs together and let's make some money. Bottom line, that's what it is. It is what it is.
Fuck a dog.
I'm fighting, dude.
Yeah, you're stuck again now, see? See how easy it is to get you stuck? Fuck a dog.
I let my dog
knock the dog up.
That's fine. That's cool. Let's get some money. That's all. That's what it's about. Let's get some money.
I let him be a sperm donor.
No, you're the one that didn't need a sperm donor. Let's not get that twisted. I have a child just like you do. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. Look. Are we going to make some money or not? That's all I'm going to talk about.
How do you have a sperm donor with a female dog?
Huh?
Your donor, she is the one that's giving up the sperm. Basically, my dog is going to be at my house with the puppies and all of that shit. Give me the damn sperm. Let's make some money. Other than that,
no, anything with sex, even if it's with a dog, you get confused.
Whatever. You know what? Get on your show. You got 2 minutes. Get on your show.
It's 9 o'clock. Dallas ain't closing shit out here.
8:58.
Leave me alone. Leave Shelly alone.
Yeah, because soon as you start talking about sex, your ass get all confused and shit.
Hold on. I do want to say one thing.
Why are you yelling?
Is on every Wednesday from 8 to 10 on Wednesday. Y'all holler at us. How about that? Let's talk about that. At the closing
don't y'all got rules on y'all show?
Peace on that.
Don't y'all got rules on y'all show, though?
We don't have rules.
Y'all got no rules.
I'm calling that motherfucker Wednesday, and I don't want to hear no to my. I don't want to hear them tell me turn my shit down either when I call him that motherfucker.
No, don't you dare do that. No.
What? You said
you
said no rules.
No cursing. No.
You know my mouth is flagrant and reckless.
Okay, well, just call and say hi. It's me. I'm showing y'all love. Peace.
You better
not
call them with that bullshit.
What? See, you be talking like that on mine. Why can't I talk that on yours?
Because you a nasty motherfucker, and I didn't do that.
See what I'm saying?
Your show is to talk nasty.
Do you kiss the old man with that mouth, yo?
Listen, just show us a little love. Give a call. Hey, how y'all doing? It's me.
That's
all
we
ask. That's all we need you to say. Because if you say any more, we know it's gonna be a bunch of cursing and lip smacking and.
Hey, listen, I'm not calling you.
I gotta
be fucking shocked.
Can I call and say it's Dick Sucking Wednesdays? Can I do that?
No. Oh my God. No. Please.
Type of wrong shit.
Just
comment.
Just support us. Just say, hey, y'all, how you doing? What's going on? And
we
like that. Just support us. That's all.
All right. Well,
yo,
it's 9 o'clock right now. We got to end our show. But we're going to, yo, it was a great fucking show tonight. Y'all love all of y'all for calling in.
Funny.
Except the dudes. I can't love the dudes. But thanks for calling in, ladies.
Except the dudes.
We're going right into the Big Homie show. Big Homie, take it from here, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Back up.
The word feel good. just state your name. Everybody don't start at once. First caller, what's your name?
This is Shelly. I'm here.
Shelly, I knew you was there. Shelly, you didn't have to say a word. I knew you was there. Next caller.
T.
Who?
You heard me.
I didn't hear you.
This is T, baby.
Oh, goddamn. You spicy old motherfucker. Goddamn. Who's next?
Rachel's here.
Rachel, all right, there you go. Don't be scared. Who's next?
Hey, they told me you see the Diva Squad is representing, right? Just putting that out there. That's all I wanted to check.
Ew.
Okay, who's next? That's it. All right, let's start the topic. Tonight's topic is turn-offs. Turn-offs. And I know you ladies got a lot to say about this because you got to deal with a lot of weak men. So I guess y'all got a lot of turn-offs. But I don't want y'all to exaggerate it because I want men to learn something tonight. Hopefully, you sisters can learn something tonight. This is going to be a learning experience. It's not going to be bashing men or bashing women. Hopefully, y'all get to learn that those shoes don't look good on your feet, and it's a turnoff.
You want me to go first, big homie?
Who's that, Shelly?
It's Dr. Shelly. Would you like me to go first?
I don't know about you, Shelly. You haven't been on a date in a long time.
Listen,
how can you know what a turnoff is and you ain't been on a date since Bill Clinton?
Okay, but if you allow me to talk about what I experienced last week.
Last week? Oh,
if you would allow me to speak on it
last week.
Okay. Dr. Feelgood.
Yes.
I took myself out last week.
So you turned yourself off.
Stop.
That's what you're telling me. You took yourself out for a date and you turned yourself off.
I did. Yeah, that's true. But listen. Are you gonna listen?
Damn, man, this shit's gonna get worse.
I decided that I was gonna take myself out. Now,
it was a boring date.
Stop, Dr. Gilbert. Stop. No, I did it myself. Listen.
Yes.
I did it myself.
Right.
So I took myself out after work. It was only like an hour and 45 minutes.
So you a cheap date, too.
Okay, listen. Dr. Feelgood, you gave
I'm
me
I'm listening.
You gave me a tip. You were like, hey, you know what? Go out, you know, and it doesn't have to be with a man or whatever.
Yes, it don't. It do not.
Just go out.
Right.
So I said that I was going to take myself out. So
right.
I went out. I went to the Bonefish Grill.
Right.
So and it was after work, and it was only like an hour and 45 minutes because I had to get on the show.
Okay.
So I went there after work, and I'm like, okay. So I go to the bar because it's only me, it's only Shelly, so I don't think I need to get a table or a booth or any of those type of things. So I go to the bar. So I'm sitting here.
Oh,
the bartender's like, oh, what do you want to get? I'm like, okay, my drink of choice is Long Island iced teas. Okay, what do you want to eat? So I'm eating this stuff or whatever. So I'm sitting there just by myself. Now, when I first walk in there, I don't check my surroundings as to who else is in the place. I'm just taking myself out, just trying to chill out for just for me.
Is there any excitement to this date?
Is this the first date?
No, this is just
it sound like it
this
sound
my
like you're
my
about
my
to
yo,
walk out
Dallas,
on yourself.
I'm just getting on. What the fuck happened?
Hold
what did I miss?
Shelly took herself out on a date, and it looks like she's about to walk out on herself.
Big homie, you suggested that this is what I.
All right, well, get to the fucking meat, man.
Okay, listen. What's this over here? And like I said, when I first walk in, I'm not looking at my surroundings. I go to the bar because it's only me. So, hey, let me get my food, and get a long line. I'm sitting on fucking Facebook on my phone. I'm like, okay, I'm eating my food, this, that, and the third. Next thing I know, I said, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, to the bartender. He was like, okay, all right, mama, you going to the bar, you going to the bathroom. I get back to the bar with my purse and everything still there. I know I shouldn't have left it, drink and everything open. I know I was wrong for that. I get back, and I'm pulling out my card to pay for my food. He said, nah, your food is already paid for. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, your food's already paid for. He was like, the guy back there paid for your food. So I turn around. Keep in mind that I didn't even see my surroundings. I turn around and look. The dude that I was telling y'all about that was trying to get at me when I was with my husband paid for my fucking food.
All right. Did you suck his dick?
Said what?
I did not. I actually waved to him and said thank you, and I grabbed my purse and I went.
You ain't go over there. You ain't go over there and sit down or nothing.
I did not. I was very overwhelmed with that. I didn't.
But what so was the dude bought you a meal. Hold up. Everybody be quiet. Now, you done ramble on for 15 minutes just to say somebody bought you a meal. And you didn't go over there and say thank you in person. You wave like Princess Diana from across the room.
I did.
Hey, big homie, I'm lost on that whole fucking date she had.
But I thought it was supposed to be the time.
Hold up, Shelly, because your story is not sexy. Let me make it sexy. No, Shelly, you got the whole phone line fucking sleep.
Shelly, listen to me right now.
You're putting all my callers to sleep. Let me make this shit sexy.
Whatever.
She took herself out on a date. She was at the bar feeling on herself, and some fat white man bought a meal. That shit has got a whole lot sexy.
I was sitting there listening to the story. I just took some mic. I said, damn, that shit kicked in fast. But it was Shelly's story putting me to sleep instead of the
day.
Exactly.
The dude bought her a meal.
What did you tell me?
I hear you, Bang. Hold up, Bang.
All right.
So you took yourself out. Somebody thought you were sexy enough to buy you a meal.
Okay, I'm back,
and you wouldn't even go over there and talk to them.
Hold on, I'll hung up for a minute. Can I just say one thing? Is this the same dude?
Okay.
Is this the same dude that was trying to holler at you when you was with your husband?
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
And you seen him later on down the line and he paid for your meal?
I'm sorry, I'll say that again.
Is this the same dude that just paid for your meal?
No, that's just to my spot at the bar. He told me that homeboy already paid for it. All right, Shelly,
you got to shut up. Let us help you with the story. So the guy that paid for your meal was the same guy that was trying to fuck you when you was married.
Yes, your punk-ass
husband thought it was cool.
I don't think he thought it was cool.
Next time you take yourself out on a date and some asshole buy you a meal, go over there and talk to that dude.
I don't want to fucking talk to him.
Hey
Shelly, so now that you ain't I guess you ain't with your husband no more, and he has surfaced around, you gonna give him some now?
No.
Good question.
He sound like a better man than your husband.
Listen, stop being an asshole.
No, I'm saying your husband thought he was cool and gave him a drink and a beer.
Look, so, he already bought my meal. He already bought it.
Let me tell you how he's thinking right now. He ain't getting nowhere with you. He came out his way after you broke up with your husband, bought your meal, still ain't getting none. He want a motherfucking refund.
When you start taking yourself out on a date, you got to be a better date. Or you will dump yourself.
I love to take myself.
Listen.
That was kind of cool.
I don't know. That thing sound real fucking dry, like something else.
That should sound real, playing with yourself.
Hey, Bang, Shelly, shut the fuck up.
You have too much baggage. Goodbye.
Yeah, this thing with that corny ass date, man.
Hold up. Who'd you say that?
Mark.
I said
you snitching? Oh, my God. You can't keep this girl
going,
man. Y'all
believe we all gonna hang together now. You should know that.
Hold on. Can I explain who said I had a whack ass date? Who said that?
I said
everybody.
That.
Everybody said that
fucking
shit.
Everybody. Whack.
That shit was wild. I didn't have a date. I was going by myself.
Listen, Shelly, when you get on your TV show, when you get your radio show with the divas, because they're on this line right now, they're going to tell you in privately that shit was whack.
Okay, but then again,
wow,
I don't think
it was
whack because I did not have someone on a date with me. I went by myself.
I told you to go out on a date with yourself. I said you don't need nobody.
Yeah.
But I ain't tell you to be fucking corny.
Whatever. You said, you know what, hey Shelly, go take yourself out and
take your date. Your date got my dick missing.
Your date got my dick missing.
How about that?
What?
I can't find my dick now because of your corny date.
Wow.
She thought it was
Look,
she thought it was
Wait a minute.
Wait, can I just say something?
No, you can't say nothing. We're trying to move on. No,
right,
don't say
right,
anything else. Yeah, Shelly, listen. You are doing the Plexico Brothers right now. You are shooting yourself in the leg.
You like Cheddar Bob right now, shoot himself with his own gun.
He is shooting himself in the leg right now, yo.
Whatever, you need to fall back for real. For real,
because
you can
already
hear your mouth on some shit that you don't even know about. Take care of what you got.
We know about it.
Show
you just told us about it.
Okay,
let me tell you. Let me tell you. Twice drive. You turn off. You take yourself on your own date because you can't get a date.
Whatever.
Wow.
Keith, get your girl, Keith. Keith, get your girl. You can't go, right?
I ain't nothing I can do.
Keith,
even, hey, even T know you a turn off.
You turning T off, man. You know she's one of the motherfuckers. You know how hard it is to turn T off?
Shut up. Shut up, Dr. Feelgood. Shelly.
Really?
Shelly.
You gonna try to tell me something?
Shelly.
Shut the fuck up.
Shelly.
Turn off.
Whatever. Oh, my God. Shelly.
Whatever.
Yo, Mark, you been
okay,
asshole.
I'm going to say a little dick man is a turn off.
Elegant said turn off.
Turn off.
I ain't saying nothing.
That definitely,
you
know, can we get some control on the show, yo?
That definitely would be a turn off.
Whatever.
Turn off.
Turn Shelly off.
I didn't talk to her about nothing.
You
can't
talk
to T?
No. Go with yourself. Dr.
Shelby,
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Just leave it, Nitty.
Hey, T.
Yeah.
What's the turn off, T? Besides your girlfriend.
No, don't get me in that. Turn off to me is a man with bad breath. And a little dick.
Well, I'm saying, so how you expect this breath to smell after he's been eating you out all night? That shit can't smell good after fucking with you.
That was a good one.
No, it wasn't no good. When you stopped giving him props, because he didn't get no points for that.
Hey Mark.
Yo,
give me a hush. Go back.
Yo, that's TC. You don't hear that bass in her voice, nigga? That's TC, nigga. That's our resident Debo.
Put on Debo.
I'm 72, he said.
You 72?
72.
Oh, you 72.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an old cougar.
Green pussy.
You can find her in the museum, son.
Yeah, green pussy.
Yo, listen. You know them
some
old cougars.
Right there.
You know them old cougars. You don't even call them old cougars. You call them saber tooth.
Now that was funny.
Call them a saber tooth. You can find niggas in the museum, son.
Wow,
you can't find
that
like this in the
my,
museum, baby.
I drive around with bones in my pocket.
It's one
forever.
Of kind of me.
So yo, did you
that.
Tell me? So you said bad breath, and what else is a turnoff?
A little dick.
Hey, listen.
Dick.
So if you had to pick one of them, would you take the bad breath and the big dick, or a little penis and a good breath?
I'd
take a little dick and a good breath.
You would take the little dick and a good breath?
But you know what? Because it ain't the size, it's what they do with it.
You lying like a motherfucker. You are way too old for that stupid ass saying.
It's just confusing to me, man. Usually a stripper say, I'll get a nigga some gum, and he just fuck my brains out, but you said the opposite of that shit. So right now, I'm confused.
Yeah, you're not, stupid
I
right now, man.
What place is her for?
All you gotta do is give a nigga some fucking outboys, and he can break your back.
Yo, could y'all imagine Shelly telling that story with some badass breath?
Don't you need Shelly out of this? Leave me alone now.
Don't get twisted. I did not say anything.
Leave me alone.
Yo, can you imagine Shelly on a date with herself and her breath shake?
I said nothing about anything. But don't even get on me, I mean, or whatever the fuck.
I ain't saying nothing. I was talking to my man Big Car. I'm just asking the question.
You call me.
Hey, Shelly, did you tear up your own number at the end of that date?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you go out with yourself again?
Yo, leave Shelly alone, man. She's sensitive, yo. Leave her alone.
Shelly, did you rip your own number up at the end of that date?
It's not even about me. Dr. Feel Good, run your show. That's what you do.
That's what you do. I'm running my shit. We're going to leave it over. We want to know, are you going to plan on going out with yourself again?
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. I don't have a problem with going out with myself.
Well,
I don't.
But actually date yourself again?
Your other self?
You are
your other self.
Judge of character.
Your other self has not called you for a reason. So that date is not your fault.
Okay. What
you are ducking
say?
You.
Wow.
You know what? Whatever.
Hold on. I got to Rachel. Is Rachel on here? Hold on. Is that
yes.
Leslie? Is it Rachel or Leslie?
You can't be in denial.
Who's there? That's Rachel?
Yes, Rachel's here.
Hey, Rachel, what's the turn off to you?
A little nigga.
What you mean, like in height?
He's just a little scrawny nigga.
Like a lightweight nigga?
Yeah, lightweight nigga. I like a strong man.
Oh, I can respect that.
Rachel all over the place. She don't know what she wants. She wants a white guy that's black.
I never
I've
never dated a white guy. I don't date outside my race, sorry.
But you dated a guy named Bill, and that's
what
white
do you think
enough.
Bill was? A black brother?
She wasn't white. I don't date outside my race.
His name is Bill, and that's white enough.
Huh?
And he acted and he sounded like he was a fucking square.
He sounded like he was from Delaware.
He sounded like a big black nigga when he was in his bed.
Oh! Yeah, now you're making up shit.
He
hit that shit right. Because you're
making
right
up
on this show trying to get real ratchet. 2 days
well,
later.
I can get arrested if I want to. Like I said, it's a new year. I don't want to be that same lame Rachel that I was.
Your pussy ain't never have been ratchet no kind of way.
I never heard it's nobody be lame one day and then 2 months later they wasn't lame.
Well, there's a first time for every day. Well,
that shit no straight in and out. That shit ain't never been bent over, slapped around. That shit is straight military puss.
Hey, so, Rachel, let me ask you an honest question. Are you an honest person, Rachel?
Very. I like this. Yeah, honesty is the best policy.
Are you over the age of 30, Rachel?
Rachel,
are you over the age of 30?
I am over the age of 30.
In your professional life as a professional cocksucker, nobody ever told you that you was lame?
No.
But you never get that vibe before that you ran because they didn't call you no more, right?
Wait,
you never had a date with a guy you was digging and he never called you back?
No.
You was lying like a motherfucker, thank you.
I'm being honest.
So anybody that knocked your block off, they call you back and come back for seconds?
I've never had a one-night stand.
That don't mean shit.
They've always called me back.
Have
you ever fucked somebody just one time?
Did they call you back to borrow money?
No, I've never. Well, I've had some lame-ass brothers call me back and ask me for money. Yes, I have.
Oh, I knew they were trying to ask for some money. I knew it.
They said that twice so well. I get some money out of that deal.
Let me get some money out of this shit. Fuck the cookie. Okay, TC, let me ask you a question, T.
What?
You've been sucking dick since Moses walked the earth. Let me ask you a question. You've been on this earth since the Ten Commandments was originally on still wet. This shit is still wet. It's cold. Depressing. What you think women do wrong as a turnoff? Because you are women. You are a woman. What you think women do that are a turnoff?
I can't speak for other women.
I ain't asked you to speak, you big fucking dummy.
I'm talking about women. I can speak for me.
Dummy, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You've been on earth since the fossils.
You gotta ask her, what advice do she have for these up-and-coming cocksuckers on the phone?
Shut the fuck up.
That's my man, though.
Y'all two don't start. We only got fucking 60 minutes.
Hey, I just want you to,
I want you to get these future ones something.
Come on, I ain't even on your old ass today. Leave me alone.
Well, don't talk to me. But anywho, what did you say?
You got two knocked it off. Only got fucking 20 minutes left because of Shelly. Oh, shit. 15. 15 now.
Don't say about Shelly no more tonight. Don't.
Fucking 13.
Don't
tell me about Shelly no more. I'm relaxing.
Everybody
say what they have to say. 11. Home,
please.
This nigga is eating up my minutes like I'm fucking, like I'm on Boost Mobile right now, yo.
Well, leave me alone, big homie. Leave me alone.
Eating my minutes up like I'm on Boost Mobile right now, yo.
Leave me alone.
DC, what do you got? You got any fucking advice for the up and coming cocksuckers on the phone?
Duh.
What are you asking that for?
Oh my god. Oh, I'm not answering.
Come on, you've been on this shit since fucking forever, yo. You, Betty White, motherfucking Hugh Hefner. Y'all niggas are the original players, yo.
I've been sucking dick all my life, you fool.
I've been sucking dick since the third grade, nigga. Third grade, man. Third grade.
That wasn't me. That was my alter ego, Whammy.
They got stimulus packages for that.
Do you got any advice for the young cocksuckers?
Do it right. You keep your man.
No, about turnoffs.
Don't be a bitch.
Thank you, because that could be a turnoff.
Yes, seriously, it can.
Know what that's going to turn off for me? Know the turn off for Big Dr. Feelgood? A turn off is when you're out on a date with a young lady and she act like her money don't spend.
No,
you get one drink, baby. You get one drink. That next drink, you pay for that one.
Absolutely. Big homie, I'm sorry. Dr. Feelgood, I agree with that. Shelly agrees with that. You know what? I agree with that. I agree with that. Yes, I do.
I wouldn't agree with that. And I'm a real nigga. I wouldn't agree
with
that.
You agree with that, man?
A real turn off?
Yeah, because
I'm going to tell you what's a real turn off.
I
agree
with that.
A lot of bum bitches look good when you take them out. You know what I'm saying? So they might be.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what's bad? It's be the cute ones that you take out, and then when you take their jackets off, they smell like 10-year-old garbage. That
a hamper. It smells like a fucking hamper. Smell like a hamper is a turn off. And you know what, ladies, listen. When y'all take y'all clothes out the hamper and iron it, we know that shit.
Oh, my God.
Well, where they do that at?
TC, you know you perfected that shit, nigga.
Shit, not me. I go buy something new before I take something out of the dirty
place. Nah, I just play with you. You're mature. You're a mature cocksucker. I don't think you do that shit.
Hey, listen. This is Shelly. I don't have a problem with the fact that we're on
Shelly, you shut the fuck up. No, you cannot. I said no. So, until you have better dates with yourself, until you have a better date with yourself, you can't say shit.
That was ugly.
Hey, listen, I'm not here to be pretty. I'm here to tell the truth. Until you have better dates with yourself, you putting yourself to sleep. You making your own pussy dry. Until you do a better job with yourself, you can't say shit.
Okay, well, can I say something right now?
Let me tell you something, Shelly. Shelly, listen, Shelly. TC is sounding real, way more sexier than you. And that's not good.
T. First, why? Because she said she'll take one drink and then pay for the rest of her drink.
I'm not sure about she could have that drink, Shelly. Look at her fucking date was dry. Shelly, shut the fuck up.
and everything and go Dutch. We can do that.
Tashi.
Okay.
Tashi.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I can do it.
All right, this is what I'm saying to you. Ain't no man kicking you out on no date just because he want to play
spirit. I can't hear you.
So you better shut the fuck up. Tashi.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no man taking you out on a date because he want to fucking play spades.
The bitch ass niggas are not gonna
bitch
take you on a date
niggas.
And not expect no pussy, cause they, you know, they ain't got no type of morals. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, listen,
for,
Tashi,
they,
I'm
they,
trying
they,
to
they
school you.
Bringing a male adds up to pussy. What you
listen,
don't.
I'm not trying to listen. I do want to fuck you if he don't buy no fucking male.
Exactly. So don't think that that's gonna get in.
You missing a point, you big fucking dummy.
No, I'm not. You're not making a point. That's what the fuck it is. This is what I mean about bitch ass niggas that just talk just to hear themselves talking.
No, I'm not. Listen,
Tashi,
you get caught up with the rhetoric. I'm telling you that off the rip, you say that only bitch ass niggas complain about paying for the meal. I'm telling you that niggas be complaining about the meal because bitches don't be adding up to the meal.
You're a liar.
You don't date chicks. You don't know your value. You think you're a 10, and I think you're the fucking nickel.
Hold up. You have someone out there that may not say anything about the point of paying for the meal, but there is some women out there, and I would include myself with that.
That do that. And that's the chicken head that, you know what I'm saying, the one that's expecting to get some ass because a nigga bought them a meal. That's a chicken head. That's why he be dating chicken heads.
Tashi, it ain't personal, Tashi. Let me ask you a question. Out of the last 5 dates that you went out on, how many of those meals you paid for?
None.
You're a fucking bird.
What? I'm a bird if I ain't got to pay for a meal.
Bird.
I got to be a bird because I can't. I don't have to pay for a meal if I go out on a date.
You slipped up and said because you can't pay for a meal.
All you need is chicken heads. You don't know the difference between a real woman and a girl that's a chicken head. You know what I'm saying? That's what you date.
A woman that don't offer to pay for a meal is a turnoff.
Yeah, nobody said you never asked me if I ever paid for a meal. You never asked me that.
You asked you that shit.
You just asked me the last 5 dates that I went on. You never asked me if I ever took a guy out, if I ever paid for a meal.
The last 5
you know
dates, you ain't paid for not one of those meals, you greedy nigga.
No.
Okay, wait. Because
he's a nice guy.
It's the same guy.
Yeah.
All right, that's different. That's different, nigga. Speak up, motherfucker. Don't get scared.
Okay. That's
okay. Stop.
That's okay. Can I say something real quick?
Oh, Shelly, you can't say shit. You have 45 fucking minutes. Shit.
Listen,
hey, Shelly, go ahead and say your shit, Shelly. Yeah, you want to say it anyway. Forget it. Okay.
I may not have a lot of men on my resume.
You don't got no niggas on the resume.
Okay, that's fine. If you would listen, please. That's fine. And yes, I'm going to embrace that. But on the other hand is that just because me, I'm going to speak for myself, that in my day, I can cover myself. I would never go up into my date space. I would never say that. But I want to know that I want you guys to know.
Shelly, are you home on your couch?
Huh?
Are you home on your couch?
I am.
That's
on my
beautiful.
Couch.
I'm glad you're not on the road right now, yo. Because you is 2.0 pull out dude.
So, you know what? It's all good.
What?
It's
now you rapping and shit? This nigga started to rap? That nigga said she likes the skin that Shelly's in? Oh my God, nigga dropped the verse on me, son. I can't. Nigga dropped the verse on me. I can't do it no more, yo. I can't do it, yo.
Why would you have to do that?
We don't, Shelly, I need you to shut the fuck up, period. That's it. Listen, that's it. Shelly, are we talking? Me and Tashi talking now. Your time is over. Now, listen, Tashi, we don't know who asked who for a drink. Me being a man right now, if a dude asks me to go out on a date and I just met him, after the fucking complimentary shit, the standard shit, after all the standard shit, I got myself. Everything after that, I got myself. Listen,
what do you mean complimentary? You mean after the first date?
All right, the meal is complimentary. The drink that comes with the meal is complimentary. Everything after that shit, I got myself.
When you take a girl out, you should tell her that you can only order one drink and one meal.
You gotta listen, Tasha, sometimes. When I go out with my guy, we both got plenty of money in our pocket. I don't let him buy all the fucking drinks.
Yeah, that's your homeboy, your friend. Y'all do that. Y'all look out for each other. Yeah.
That's just the way
y'all got years in. Y'all know each other. That's your friend, like you said.
I live, period.
But that's your friend also.
No.
That's your friend.
When I go out with anybody, you could be a baller. You ain't buying me all this shit. I pay my own way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you should want to pay your own way, too.
Women don't have a problem with that.
That can feel good. Women don't
have a problem taking a man out. It's that what you said when in the beginning when you said, you know, half of these women, after you take them out for a meal and a drink, the pussy ain't even worth it and all that other stuff. Like,
that's true.
Those are chicken heads, number one.
And
you're not even calling them back. You're not thinking about them after that unless you call them for a booty call after that.
Tashi, why you got to be a chicken head because your box is trash?
Maybe it was you that was a trash and not the box.
Okay, maybe
it
was
me, but when they really trash.
But if I think your box is trash,
I haven't met one man that said he bad in bed. You know what I'm saying? All y'all think y'all good.
Bad in bed? Nobody told you that shit?
Never.
I find that hard to believe.
Never. Wow. Never. If anything, I'd be having stalkers. Never.
Shelly, I told you to shut the fuck up 2 minutes ago.
No, I'm not shutting the fuck up. I'm not shutting the fuck up. Freaky, what that is that they couldn't get it, and you know what? They're going to talk shit about it.
And
that's
the problem, exactly.
Hey,
Shelly,
listen, I hate to bust your bubble, but every man that take y'all out don't want it.
When you first approach a woman,
the first thing that attracts you is the physical. You don't know if she's stupid as hell. You don't know if she can't even talk. When you speak to her,
you don't
know nothing. So
and
the first thing is a sexual appearance, is a sexual thing. Okay, you invest in y'all call yourselves invested by taking us out to dinner or whatever. That's your investment to you. You know what I'm saying? That's why you be so upset when your investment don't pay off.
How does it not pay off? You know, if you got Shelly agreeing with you, you're not doing good.
No, listen, I agree with that. Look,
Tashi, if you got Shelly agreeing with you,
listen,
you're an asshole.
I have cousins that come to my house every Friday just to keep Shelly grounded because she is going through some stuff. They ground me, and also they bless me.
Please listen.
They talk to me and it's like, hey, this is what's going on.
What you say?
You're beautiful and all types of things.
Shelly got your back.
Exactly.
Listen to your lawyer right now. Your drunk ass lawyer. My cousin Vinny. This is my cousin Vinny right now.
Oh my God.
Okay, so now truthfully, if you take a woman out, right, you get the pussy on the first date. You're not gonna think she a chicken head? That's not a chicken head move to think that.
Listen, let me give him some pussy.
You know that's a chicken head way of thinking, all right?
Listen, you gotta look at it like this. Are you a chicken head for fucking me?
For fucking you for a meal? Yeah. For fucking you for a meal, yeah.
That about the
that's
meal.
A chicken head move.
Yeah. Yeah, listen. Yeah. Nobody never
on
said.
A drink.
Nobody,
a meal
nobody
and a drink, and after that, I had to pay for my own. So.
Tashi, nobody never said you had to fuck for a meal. But you would never be wrong for fucking me on a first date.
Yeah, they all say that.
Exactly.
They all say that. I know because you're so good, right? Because you're so good.
No, because I'm a real nigga.
You sure are.
Please.
Tashi, let me ask you a question, because you're a real female, right?
Yes.
So you think waiting 6 months to fuck a dude actually is better?
It all matters on the dude. It all matters on how y'all flow. I'm not going to say
exactly.
6 months. I'm not
so
going to put any time on
why
it.
You
but I know
at
a
first, woman.
Because
so
one day is not enough to even know anything about anybody unless you just
that's
out
for
of
you,
for the facts.
Tashi, listen. 6 months later, you still don't know a dude because he's going to tell you whatever the fuck he got to tell you to get laid.
Yeah, and that's up to you if you just listen to whatever a nigga
got
to tell
you
and believe it.
If you're trying to get to know it,
brother. Yeah, you have a choice.
No, listen.
You have choices. Some females choose to be dumbfounded. Some choose that.
Listen, if you're trying to get to know a brother and you don't know that he's feeding you bullshit.
Yeah, you do.
How you
know? If he never takes you to his house, you don't
right,
know
somebody,
no number.
All right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying?
Tashi, listen.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to tell me a dude never ran some bullshit on you, and then later on down the line, you figured out that he ran some bullshit on you. You trying to tell me that?
Of course a dude cheated, and you know what I'm saying? That's a lie. That's
no,
like
I'm
you
saying,
live another
a dude
life.
Never told you, a dude never told you some shit about himself that wasn't true at all from the get-go. Got you to open up. Next thing you know, you got a dick in your mouth, and then you find out that shit wasn't true.
Not nothing extreme besides cheating. Because
oh
I'm
my,
just,
that's extreme, nigga.
I mean.
Wait.
That can happen with male or female.
Hold
that
on.
Doesn't
that's
matter. Silly. Cheating is cheating.
That's a choice that she decided to do.
My cousin
Vinny. It has nothing to do with the man. That's the
choice. But you
know what? That's
my cousin Vinny. What'd you say?
Is that my cousin Vinny talking right now?
Cousin Vinny.
He's so stupid.
Tashi, this is what I'm saying, though, Tashi. This is what I'm saying, though.
Mm-hmm.
On a grand scheme of things, how old are you, Max?
40.
All right, you're 40. You should know better. So here's the deal. If on a grand scheme of things, a mature man would never judge you for fucking me on a first date. Because if I'm judging you for fucking me on a first date, what do that say
don't
about
that
me?
Don't believe that.
My father always told me this saying.
Your father
a man
gonna
can
tell
fuck as many women as he wants to and still have that title as he's a man. But when a woman does it, what is she? So,
that's
no, you
immature.
Know we're not going to be looking, a, no, we're not gonna be looking
listen,
the
Tashi,
same. No,
Tashi,
no that's
listen.
Just how it is.
Tashi, listen. If I judge you because you had sex with me, what do that say about me?
That you got to ask.
No, that says that.
On a first date. That's bragging rights.
Listen.
That's something
listen.
You could brag about. That's nothing I could brag
Tashi,
about.
Tashi, how many chicks do you got to fuck before you stop bragging?
So what?
Huh?
It's feeding your ego. But
how,
that's feeding your
chicks,
ego. You know what I'm saying?
How many chicks do you got to fuck before your ego ain't in play no more?
Some men never grow out of that.
Some
men are still in their 50s doing that shit.
know what I'm saying? Some men never grow out of it. So it all matters
Tasha,
when you get
so
tired of it and decide to settle down and get
with a woman.
And they're
going to accept this shit, but I'm going to tell you some real shit. You been fucking with some lame-ass niggas. I'm telling you some shit because a mature dude, he will never judge you for fucking him when he fucked you too. Y'all even.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Look, Shelly disagreed with me, so you know it's true.
Exactly, because we women know that that's a lie.
She ain't had no dick since fucking Bill Clinton was president.
What?
Not Bill Clinton.
Since Bill
that
Clinton,
don't mean, that don't mean
no
she don't.
Action.
Just because... Just because she don't have a whole bunch of dicks in her mouth don't mean she don't know men.
She have no dicks in her
mouth.
Okay,
you don't need. She don't need none to know men.
You keep dicks
okay?
in your mouth.
She don't need
them?
None.
Thank you, mama.
Tasha, you keep a dick in your mouth. Why you need one?
That's a feel
different. To each his own.
You gonna keep a dick in your mouth, but you gonna tell her not to keep one in hers.
She's not ready for it.
She sure ain't, man. She is sure ain't ready for nothing.
She doing what she doing at her own
she
time.
She man. She having a hard time dating herself.
No. You got to get to know yourself before you can share yourself with anybody.
Tasha, you listening, Tasha?
Wait, because I'm not giving up the booty on the day. So I'm waiting, really?
Nobody don't want you to give up the booty like that. Shelly, stop saying that.
No, you just try to call me out.
I ain't calling you out. I'm just telling you that one dick will be nice.
And you know what? I laugh about that, but is it true? Yes, it is. It's true. It's really true.
I don't want you to get gang-banged. I don't want you to get gang-banged. I said one penis.
Okay, it all matters on what the woman wants. If she's just looking for a one-night stand and don't really care, because then you have to think about your feelings as a woman, for the next day. If you do that, and then he don't call you back. You feel stupid.
I'm not trying to jump on anything strange. I'm not trying to just jump on anything.
Nobody said just jump on anything, Shelly. Wow.
But as a woman, you know, you have sensitive feelings. As a woman, you have sensitive feelings. You can't just be fucking a nigga because he took you out for something to eat, right?
That nigga
need
to put down the bottle.
No. I'm not jumping on anything strange. I'm coming out of a 20-year relationship.
Yo, Wednesday, you got to get an intervention.
What's her? Look up there, but what's her?
She said you drove for the drink.
Nigga
how
right
long
here,
you been
yo.
On here, Shirley? He drove you to drink, right?
Huh?
He drove you to drink, right?
Yes, I had 3 cups of freaking wine. Yes, he did.
You had 3 cups too fucking many, nigga. That's all I'm saying. Shirley, this is what I'm saying. You can get a lot, get rid of a lot of that tension. If you just sit on something, I don't care if you sit on the washing machine.
What's the washing machine gonna do? Jiggling?
She probably know how to take care of herself.
For that nigga,
oh,
the washing machine would do a lot,
absolutely.
Man.
Shelly knows what to do, and she does very well with it. Yes, she does.
No, the fuck you don't, Shelly. You're in denial, man. But denial, man. There's a lot of black women. You in denial.
Why am I in denial? Because I'm not jumping on dick. Why am I in denial?
Nobody said do that, Shelly. There you go again. Make it up statements.
You know what? Not to feel good. It's all good. But you know what?
Shelly, listen. I want you to know that dick is your friend, Shelly. Shelly, dick is your friend. Dick ain't an enemy.
Not all the time, Shirley. It ain't. Don't listen to him.
I never said that.
Yo, Tasha, you know you got dick right now.
Do not listen to him, Shirley.
Tasha, you know you got dick right in you. You dead wrong.
No. Dick can be the enemy. woman who's just on strange disc coming out of a 20-year-old marriage. Who's just on strange disc? That's all I want to know. Who does that? Oh, what woman does that? No woman
I'm ending the show, Shelly. Shut the fuck up. All right. Y'all ladies hold me down all night. I really appreciate every last one of you. And Shelly is a big part of my show. She's here every week with me. That's what she do. So, you know, I make fun of her, but, you know, it's all love. That's my little sister. So, you know, don't get it twisted. But I learned a lot. I learned that sisters are really in denial. I really learned that tonight. And I hope that y'all sisters came away with something from us males telling y'all that I need to shut the fuck up. This is Big Homie, a.k.a. Dr. Feelgood. Love is love, and I'm out. One.
Something that belongs to me and you.